In a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit moneypit.com, click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone
and Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you to help you make your home its best self ever. If you've got a question about a project you'd like to do, a project you're thinking about doing, a project you're in the middle of, or one that just has been totally frustrating to you, now is your chance to get some help. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. We won't judge. We will not make fun of you. Well, maybe a little bit, but we'll definitely help you get your job done. So call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up on today's show, here is a summer headache that's popping its ugly head right now, and that's sticking doors. You know, once all that humidity sits in, it is the time of year when doors swell and get stuck in their openings. But there is an easy fix, and we're going to tell you how to make sure that door works year-round, regardless of the weather, in just a bit.
And before you can add the new, you have to get rid of the old. And that can often be the costly part of any home renovation. We're going to share some tips to help lighten the load and cut those demolition costs.
And we also have how-to on a fun gardening project, and that is how to build a raised landscaping wall that is very useful for creating a little bit of a border or a ring around a tree or a border around your house or a raised garden wall to dress up the front of your house. We'll walk you through that project. It's as easy as stacking blocks.
But first, let's talk about how we can help you make your home your absolute happy place this summer with a fix-up, a decor project, whatever you are working on. We know you're going to be spending more time at home, so let us help you make it the best place to be.
Post your questions at MoneyPit.com or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Catherine in Delaware on the line who's got a question about a fire pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I'd love to have a homemade fire pit in my backyard. I don't want to buy a metal one. They'll only get rusty, right?
Yeah, they do, but they last a heck of a long time. You know, I did not want to put a built-in fire pit in my backyard because I didn't want to have to, deal with it in the off seasons. It would be hard to shovel around and that sort of stuff when the snow hits. So I actually personally have been using a metal fire pit for many years, and you know, I find that they last, 5 to 8 years before they start to show any wear and tear. So I'm not afraid to use a metal fire pit, but I can tell you that if you want to do a brick fire pit or a paver brick fire pit, there's lots of options right out there. One company that makes a kit for it is Rumblestone. It's the Pavestone company. And these Rumblestone pavers, they'll sell you basically all the bricks that you need. The Rumblestone are sort of like a rough, beautiful colored stone that you assemble into a circle pattern. And then the way they design it, there's a metal like sort of liner that drops right into the stone, and that's where you build your fire. So you can do it yourself, but you could also purchase a fire pit. Depends on, you know, what look you are going for and how long you want it to last. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
All right. Now I've got Steve from Massachusetts on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hi, Leslie. And hi, Tom. I was calling because I needed a little advice on baseboard heating covers.
Okay.
And I didn't know if I was getting in over my head with trying to remove the whole, the whole cover, or whether I'd be better off just doing a replacement cover.
Well, you want to change the design or the color or something? What's why do you want to update this, Steve?
Well,
what's going on?
Some of these are falling apart. They're original to the house, and I'm trying to, make it a little bit of a cleaner look.
I think it's probably okay for you to remove these and restore them. I'm not that crazy about telling you to just take them all apart and go with something else, because, frankly, it's difficult to get new covers in and have them work as well as probably the old covers do. So if you could take those apart and repair them, and they everything but the back piece will come off. So the top will come off, the louver part will come off, the front panel will come off. You should be looking at just the hot water pipe with the fins attached and a metal back plate when you're done. And
okay.
If you take that all apart, you have the opportunity now to repair anything that needs to be repaired. There's not that much that goes wrong with it, so you can probably figure this out. And then you could do a light sanding. You could pick a nice spray paint, a good color, and go ahead and paint them up and then put them back together. And I think that's going to be the least expensive thing for you to do that will give you a good, clean look. And get everything working the way it should. Sometimes when you go with those covers, they obstruct so much of the heat that you end up having to run the heat longer just to get the same amount of heat out of it, and that runs your heating bill cost up because you're using more fuel.
Yeah, so, which I want to avoid doing.
Yeah. So I'd stick with what you got and just fix it up. It's not a hard project to do.
Yeah, that sounds like an easy DIY, do-it-yourself project, DIY.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your calling me back, and I appreciate your help and guidance. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome, Steve. Good luck with the project. Send us pictures when you're done, okay?
All right, we will. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top pros, book, and even pay for hundreds of everyday projects at homeadvisor.com or on the app.
And just ahead, do you have a door that sticks? With all the humidity in the air, it's that time of year when doors swell and get stuck in their openings. The good news is that a sticking door is easy to fix. We'll share that tip next. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Well, a couple of weeks back, I told you about my first experience with WildAlaskanCompany.com. It is a monthly delicious seafood membership. I got my first box, and it was totally awesome. And Leslie, I understand your fish have arrived.
Yeah, the box arrived, and it's full. I mean, so many options and so much salmon and whitefish. It was amazingly gigantic. I took the salmon and barbecued it. I made little pouches with foil, and I made a marinade, which I've had for years, this recipe. It's like ketchup and orange juice and Italian dressing. It sounds weird, but it like crystallized on the salmon, and it was so amazing. And you know what? There's so much. We're going to be grilling for at least a few weeks.
Ah, sounds amazing. It's easy to order. Just go to WildAlaskanCompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter the promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's WildAlaskanCompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online with the Money Pit podcast, which you can subscribe to wherever you download your favorite shows. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. We'd love for you to join the program. Check it out at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and TuneIn.
Robin in Missouri is looking to relax, but that's not happening with mold in the jacuzzi. What's going on?
We have this large bathtub jacuzzi, and it has a marble stairs and trim around it, and it's a beautiful jacuzzi, but I noticed that the pipes, there was like, I don't know if it's like mold coming out of it or what. It, when we got the house, it set for a while, and then we filled it up and put palm olive dishwashing liquid in it, you know, and tried to clean it out and so on. And
I bet you got very sudsy when you did that.
That's what they said to do. And anyway, we also got it glazed or painted, you know, as they usually say, and it kind of faded off, and we had the fixtures painted too, and we thought the people that were doing it were really reputable, but now the fixtures, you know, where the jets are, the rings around the jets and so on, or the paint's kind of fading. And
all right, so it sounds to me like we're talking about two issues here. Number one, you have some sort of growth that's been inside the internal plumbing system of this jetted tub. And secondly, the finish has faded, and you had it restored some time ago, and the finish is starting to fade and chip and so on. So let's tackle the second one first. It's very, very hard to refinish a plumbing fixture. I can tell you that right now. There is a way to do it. It's extremely caustic. I don't even know if you could do it to a jetted tub, which is usually a fiberglass type material. It's hard, very hard to do when it's a, you know, cast iron tubs and sinks that folks love to restore, which is a very, very caustic process. And then the products that they sell that you can sort of paint over them, you know, don't have nearly the life expectancy that you would hope for. In terms of whatever may be going on in the internal plumbing system, you know, what I have often advised over the years is to use a bleach solution. So if you were to fill that tub up, and, you know, run, if you're in a big tub and you run a half gallon or a gallon of bleach through that, through those jets, you know, that's going to help to sanitize anything that's growing in there. So if it was my tub, I'd probably fill it up with hot water, throw in some bleach, and let the thing run for a while. I wouldn't put anything sudsy in there because, you know, there's a reason that dishwasher detergent, for example, doesn't suds up. It's designed not to do that. But if you put dishwasher, if you put dish soap in there, it's going to suds up like crazy. But I think all you really need is hot water and some bleach to sanitize it. And that might do a pretty good job of cleaning it. And I know that the jetted tub industry have other special products that they sell for the very same reason. But I think it's important to do that because you don't want anything growing in the internal plumbing and then, you know, potentially making someone reactive, having an allergic reaction or making them sick or something. So I would definitely want to clean that out. So I know that's not the answer you want to hear about the painted surface, but it is certainly the way to sanitize the internal plumbing system of it.
Okay. And yeah, that's why I never use that tub. I just don't use it.
Yeah, you didn't have a good feeling for the right reason. So why don't you give it a shot, though, and see if we can clean this thing out and let it, and we start to see that it's growing. You know, it's consistently, you know, shooting out some clean water. Maybe you'd feel better about dropping into it now and again, okay?
What about the jet fixtures on it and the tub itself? How do I get that glaze type finish off of it?
Well, if you're talking about the plumbing fixtures, like the faucet, the spout and that sort of thing, those you would simply have to replace. If you're talking about the body of the tub and you've already refinished it once, there's not going to be much you can do about that. It's just going to be the wear and tear of that particular appliance from now on out.
Okay, so I'll probably just replace it.
Yeah, well, that would solve everything, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay,
all right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, summer is the season for many things, and one is sticking doors. Yep, if you've had a door in your house that sticks due to summer humidity, you don't have to tolerate it anymore.
Yep, that's true. First, to fix it, you need to first find out where around the door the sticking begins. So to do that, just open and close the door slowly until you spot the exact area where it's starting to stick. Now, here's a trick of the trade to help you figure that spot out. And what you do is you take a piece of chalk, colored chalk is really best, and you color the outside edge of the door. Then, by opening and closing that door a couple of times, that chalk mark is going to transfer to the exact point on the jamb where the sticking is starting. So there'll be no doubt which area you need to focus your attention on.
Now, once you find the spot, first try the easiest fix. And that's, you know, one of the most common reasons that the door is sticking is because they have loose hinges, and that gets everything out of alignment. So by tightening the hinges, the door might shift just enough to free up the area that's sticking. Now, sometimes it's also helpful to remove the standard hinge screws that are already in there. Take a drill, you know, whatever you have, use a driver, get that screw out, and replace it with a longer one, which is going to go all the way into the jamb itself. You'd be surprised how much that door can move once it's simply tightened up. And in fact, it might move too much. And then if it does, you just need to back out that screw until it provides just the right amount of clearance. So it's kind of like a trial and error, see what's working, what's not working. You might see that. Now, another option is to just sand the door where it's sticking. And to do that, you want to take a rough piece of sandpaper and rub it firmly along the section of the door that's been sticking. Now, your goal is to bring down the size of the door by just a fraction of an inch before you test it again. You can repeat this process until you've sanded down all of those sticking points and that door no longer sticks in the frame, but try not to overdo it. Once that door fits well, you can use progressively finer sandpaper to just smooth out those rougher edges and get everything prepped to repaint.
Now, once the door fits in the frame correctly, it's time to seal it with either paint or a clear finish, because if you seal the edge that you sanded, you will reduce the chance that moisture will get in there and cause the wood to swell once again. 888-666-3974. If you've got a sticky problem like that or anything else, call us right now with your home improvement question.
All right, now we're heading to Illinois, where Joey's on the line with a flooring issue. What's going on?
My house was built like in 1910, and the third floor, there's just a lot of soft spots in the floor, in different spots. I didn't know the best way to fix it. I mean, it's an old floor. You can't match it up to anything today.
Right. So are you seeing the floor, or is the floor covered with carpet? Do you see the actual tongue and groove or whatever type of subfloor is there?
Yeah, you see the tongue and groove, yeah. And underneath of it is just a plaster and lath underneath the next floor.
Right, so you're on top of the floor, Joyce, obviously, then you see the ceiling below. Now, where you say it's soft, is it your sense that there's some deterioration of the wood there? Is there rot from a water leak or termites or anything of that nature? When you say soft, what do you mean?
Somebody put a unit upstairs, and to get the vents for the downstairs, the air vents.
Yep.
They cut holes in the floor and they patched it back in, and they kind of didn't really do it right. They just
sounds like they didn't support it right. Okay, so basically you had some wood butchers there doing the flooring work.
So they kind of, you know, did all that. Right.
Yeah.
And then there's other spots that are just like you step on them and it's just it's like it's going to break or it's going to fall through.
Hmm.
I'm just worried about my kids up there. And, you know, it's my kids, their rooms are up there. So
right. Yeah.
I don't want them falling through.
Okay. So where you have spots that were, you know, if they just cut a hole in the floor to run a duct through and they didn't support the edges, you know, you can't just have those flooring boards sort of be free floating like that. There has to be some sort of a structural support underneath for them to rest on. And if they just cut holes and didn't sort of beef it up for that purpose, then that's a problem. Now, unfortunately, the only way to really do that at this point is to take some of that flooring apart. But what I would tell you is if you are dealing with tongue and groove, and I've had to patch a lot of old tongue and groove floors in my day, is that you want to avoid the temptation of just cutting it square. If you think about the way tongue and groove flooring goes in, the ends are overlapping, so you don't have everything sort of line up in a single sort of line. You use different size boards, and then the end of the boards sort of overlap the next row and so on. So what you essentially have to do is you'll have to physically cut one board out, and then once you get one board free, then you can disassemble the rest. And when you put the thing back together, you have to sort of figure out how to support those cut ends. So if they're around a duct opening or something like that, you may have to kind of reach in there and beef it up with another piece of like floor beam material. Now, you probably, if let's just say the floor beams are 24 inches on center or 16 on center, yeah, you could probably use a hunk of 2x6 or something like that just between the floor joists up tight to the underside of the flooring itself. You wouldn't have to put like another whole beam in there, but you basically need to support those loose ends like that. And the only way to do that is to sort of disassemble it, get that fix in there, and then put it back together again. In terms of the other spaces that are loose, I need to figure out why that's happening. You know, there is a lot of settling that happens in a house that's over 100 years old, so it might just be that. You know, I'd say it's pretty unlikely for somebody to step through a floor unless there's some definite weakening caused by insect damage or moisture damage. Other than that, it might just be some shifting. And when you get to the third floor of an old house, you see a lot more movement than you see on the first floor because everything sort of is cumulative. You know what I mean? And when you get up to the top there, there's a lot more windows and doors that are out of whack and floors that are sloping. So I don't think it's unusual what you're describing, but you may have to do a little bit of floor surgery here to try to figure out what's going on and why it's happening. It's one of the joys of owning an old house.
Right, right.
Let us know how you make out, Joey. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. Home projects have never been easier thanks to Home Advisor, and it's even easier now. For over 100 everyday tasks, you can connect with pros, book, even pay for it all through the Home Advisor app. Start your next project at homeadvisor.com or right there on their free app.
Well, if you are taking on a sizable remodeling project, before you can add to the new, you really got to get rid of the old. And that can often be a very costly part of any renovation process.
We'll be back with tips to help you lighten the load when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now. Let's talk about your home improvement project, your summer fix-ups. I did a summer fix-up recently.
Cushions
on our wicker furniture for our front porch were looking mighty faded, but they were actually in good shape, sort of structurally. They were still, like, fluffy and everything, but the material had faded. So I picked up some spray paint that's designed for upholstery. It's usually used by those that do car restoration, but I was able to find the perfect color. It was sort of like a pinkish plum color, and I was able to spray paint all of the cushions, which saved me at about $1,000 I would have spent on ordering new cushions for two chairs and a couch.
I've never heard of this.
And it was great. Now, I will say it's maybe a little stiffer than it was originally, but it looks fantastic, and it was very inexpensive and just a cool way to go.
What a great project. Mark in Illinois is on the line with a foundation question. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a 10-year-old house that, as with a lot of houses, the ground around the foundation is settling, and I need to put some fill in to keep the rain from to drain the rain away from the house.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's a particular type of mixture of soil to use to do that.
Yeah, it's called clean fill dirt. Basically, it's not rich like topsoil with a lot of organic material in it. It's very compactable. I always think it looks kind of like the pitcher's mound. It has that sort of medium brown color to it, and you can really pack it down well. So what you want to do is to sort of rake back some of the topsoil that's there, add the clean fill dirt, establish slope with that, and if you want to prevent moisture problems, then I would slope it about 10% or about 6 inches over 4 feet, a 6-inch drop over 4 feet. Then on top of that, you can add topsoil and replant the grass or add mulch or whatever other ground cover. But clean fill dirt is all you need, Mark. And I would be careful when buying this from the gravel yard, whoever's selling it, to make sure it doesn't have glass in it. Ask about that. Make sure it's really clean, because sometimes when you buy fill dirt, it has broken glass in it, and you don't want that to happen.
All right. How far out from the foundation should you fill?
Well, you want to have that first 4 to 6 feet be sloping away. And then after that, it can have a gentle slope after that.
Okay.
And just as important, since we're talking about drainage issues, is to make sure your gutters are clean and your downspouts are significantly extended away. A lot of times these gutter installers like to just turn them out about 2 feet at the bottom. You want it to go out 4 to 6 feet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, they say that one man's trash is another man's treasure, but try telling that to someone who has hundreds of pounds of junk on their hands after a home renovation project.
Yeah, well, the sad fact is that before you can add to the new, you got to get rid of all the old, and that can be a pretty expensive part of any reno job. In fact, getting rid of debris for a full house project can cost upwards of about $10,000. But the good news is that there are some easy ways to save money and do the right thing for the environment by selling or donating some of that junk for reuse and responsibly recycling a lot of what's left.
Yeah, first of all, carpeting. You know, it's heavy, it's unwieldy, and can be a real pain in the butt to deal with, quite frankly. But if your carpet is in good shape, no stains or worn patches, it can be donated. Now, Habitat for Humanity operates nonprofit home improvement stores called Restores, where donated home improvement goods are sold for charity. You can visit their website, habitat.org, to find a Restore in your area. And if the donation is impossible, there might be a carpet reclamation facility near you, and that can help recycle that carpeting. Check out carpetrecovery.org for facilities in your area. They'll provide a map of the entire nation with carpet recovery centers throughout.
Now, next, let's talk about appliances. They can take up a lot of space in a dumpster, which is expensive to rent. But one person's obsolete appliance might be someone else's vintage antique. So you might be able to make some money by selling your appliances to an antique dealer or a restorer. And if the appliance is of the non-functional variety, you can also try selling it for scrap. Metal salvagers will usually pay around 10 cents a
pound for appliances, and will sometimes even arrange for pickup. The salvages in your area can be found online as well.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Recycling for wood, drywall, or even asphalt shingles is also an option. If you have unused tongue and groove flooring, you can try taking it to a dealer or a charity resale store like The Restore. And wood waste dealers might even be able to take your lumber scraps off of your hands. And if you're going to throw wood out, though, make sure it doesn't include woodwork containing lead paint. There's a risk for that in materials that were painted before 1978. Now, when it comes to the roof, asphalt shingles can often be recycled. Check out shinglerecycling.org to get some more info there. And you can sometimes get rid of mixed debris for a nominal fee by taking it to a center where recyclable wood, metals, concrete, and even gypsum are sorted and sold.
Now, if you can't find somebody to take the junk off your hands and recycling is not an option, make sure you understand the local rules about what can and cannot be thrown out in your regular trash. There's nothing worse than putting out a big pile of trash and not having it picked up, possibly getting a fine, and then having to move it all back to your house while you figure out another option. So know your options, and you will be good to go. 888-666-3974. We're here. We're good to go to help you with your rental projects. Give us a call right now.
Got a home decor or renovation question? We'd love to help. Call us now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. They really have the best local pros for any home service.
That's right. It doesn't matter what the project is. They make it fast and easy to find top-rated pros. Plus, there are no membership fees. It's 100% free to use. Download the Home Advisor app today.
Just ahead, would you like to dress up your yard with a raised landscape bed? It's an easy DIY project. We'll tell you how after this.
You live in a money pit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer
at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find local home improvement pros for any home project. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com, where you can also subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. It's available wherever you download your podcast, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And Chartables ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. If you enjoy podcasts, we would love for you to give our show a chance.
Now we've got Marie from Ontario on the line who's got a ceiling fan question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, actually, I'm in a floor ranch, okay? Three-bedroom ranch.
Yep.
No basement, just a good concrete crawl space that's insulated. No problem down there. My furnace is down there. But I would like to know, please, is it financially better off to use ceiling fans and just have the fan on, my air conditioner fan on, or run the air conditioner itself?
Okay, I'm going to give you a different answer than that, because I wouldn't say that the ceiling fans are decorative in my view, and they're not necessarily an efficient way to move air through your house. But I'll tell you what is, and that's called a whole house fan. So where you have a fan that's basically mounted, you said you have a ranch, so it would be mounted in the ceiling probably of the hall, and it will take air from the house and it will pull it up into the attic, and then you enlarge the vents in your attic to make sure it can exhaust that air. And whenever it gets a little bit thick outside, a little bit uncomfortable, what you do is you open a window, a couple of windows or doors at each end of the house, and you run that whole house fan. If you run it even at a low speed, it will pull a really nice breeze through the house. And what that does is it has the effect of delaying how much your air conditioning you actually have to use. You know, I had one in a house that I owned when we first got married, and it was great because we would turn it on just a low speed in the evening and go to bed, and by the time we fell asleep, the fan went off and the evening had gotten, you know, much cooler, and we were comfortable for the whole night. So I think a whole house fan in terms of comfort is a better option than ceiling fans. And in terms of the air conditioner itself, you know, I think if you were to limit the amount of time you used it, because you could trade off between the whole house and the ceiling fan, you're going to save money on your AC too.
I meant like my furnace fan itself, not using the AC. My furnace fan.
Oh, your furnace fan? Yeah, furnace fan is definitely does not make sense to use. That's a very expensive way to move air through your house. Same answer. A different fan, but same answer.
So the best situation, the best solution would be to put the fan in the hall.
Yep, a whole house fan.
And
don't confuse this with an attic fan. I'm not talking about the little round silver duck. This is a whole house fan, and it's a quite large footprint. It's usually maybe about 2 foot in diameter, maybe a little bit more depending on the size you buy. And it has a set of baffles that are like, or louvers that lay flat. And when you turn them on, they gently open up and they pull a nice breeze through the house. It's really marvelous.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. I didn't mean to be ignorant, but, you know, yeah, you did.
No.
Well, you do call
back. You can't possibly be.
I love it. And I do listen to you any chance I can.
All right.
Any chance I can.
And I want to say that when we called you, you said, you do call people back. How about that? Yes, we do.
And I greatly appreciate that. Thank you. So it's called a whole house fan.
A whole house fan. W-H-O-L-E, a whole house fan.
Whole
yes.
house, like the whole thing. Okay,
right.
Great. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right,
much.
Marie. Good luck.
Be safe. Bye-bye.
Well, if you'd like to build a raised garden wall to highlight your landscaping, probably the easiest way to do that is with retaining wall blocks. Now, they're modular, and they're going to allow you to simply stack them to create that retaining wall really easily. You can highlight a tree, create a raised garden bed, or even build out a larger wall to help you level a sloping yard.
Yeah, there are really just about 4 steps to the project. First off, you got to prepare the site. So you want to mark the ground. You can do that, say, with spray paint. There's actually special spray paint that's really inexpensive. You see it used to mark off streets, but you can mark off sections of lawn with it as well. To create a trench that's about a foot wide, so mark it out. Now, in terms of the depth, when you start to dig out, start with the border. And if the stone's going to be, say, 3 or 4 courses tall, then you're going to want to go maybe a couple inches, 3-4 inches below grade in terms of the depth. Now, next, you've got to prepare the base. So for a small wall, you want to put about 1 inch of sand, level it out. If it's a larger one, you can use a paver mix, and then use a 2x4 to kind of grade it out and make it nice and flat, and then check that with the level. All the work is in the getting ready. The fun part is last, you just lay the stones. You start at the lowest point, level each one, and then stagger the joints. If you need to cut the stones, you can use a mini sledgehammer and a chisel, score that line first, and keep hammering until it breaks. And by the way, buy extra stones because you'll inevitably mess them up. I know I do all the time.
Yeah, and you know what? This kind of project used to be a lot harder, but these retaining wall blocks certainly are easy to work with, and they've got a natural-looking split face design, and it can really look great in any yard. Now, they're designed to be modular, and they come in 6 sizes, so they're going to work well for straight or curved walls.
If you've got an outdoor living project you want to take on, give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Are you unsure of how much your home project is going to cost? Just use Home Advisor's True Cost Guide to see what others have paid for similar projects, and then get matched with top-rated pros, read reviews, and book appointments. It's all for free at HomeAdvisor.com.
And just ahead, you have a floor that needs painting? Well, the type of paint you select for that floor project is actually quite different than the one you might use for just about anything else. We'll explain why after this.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making buying good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, we'd love to help you make it its best self ever. Give us a call with those reno or decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
All right, Josh in Nevada posted, I'm going to paint the wood floor on my screen and porch. Do you have a recommendation for what type of finish I should use? Also, how many coats of paint should I apply? It has no paint on it now, just old wood that I can sand if needed.
Yes, I do, Josh. In fact, it's very important that in that situation, when you are painting a floor, outside or inside, that you do not use a latex paint. And here's why. While latex paints have amazing qualities for just about any other surface, if you have a surface that's going to take a lot of abrasion, a lot of punishment, a lot of sliding of furniture around or footsteps, it just doesn't stand up the way a solvent-based or oil-based product would. Now, I would recommend in this case, since it's never been painted before, that first you give it a very good cleaning and a very good sanding. Now, you can do that by hand. You can do it with a sander, but you want to make sure that you're not leaving any loose wood behind, because since it's not had paint on it, I'm concerned that the upper sort of surface, the fibers of the wood would have broken down from UV exposure, and you want to make sure that you get rid of those so you have a nice, clean, dry surface when you're done. Next, you're going to want to prime it, and again, you want to use an oil-based primer for that, and then I would put probably two coats of a top coat floor finish on that. Again, oil-based, and if you do that right, I think you're going to find that that floor paint job will last you a good 10 to 15 years.
All right. That's a good project, too. Next up, we've got a post from Jesse who writes, what is the better way to check a Freon leak, a dye test or an electronic device? I've had about 5 pounds of Freon leak over the last 9 months. My home warranty plan refuses to send out another company to check for the leak using the dye test. They say wait 60 days and see if the leak can be found. What do you suggest?
Yeah, because in 60 days, the summer will be over.
Right. <laughs>
man, you know, this is sort of poking the bear with me on a couple of really sore issues. First off, you are not the best person to be searching for a refrigerant leak, which, by the way, may or may not be Freon, depending on the age of your air conditioning compressor. Rather than check for actual leakage, I would check for performance. This is something that you can do, Jesse, and here's how. You should be measuring the temperature of the air inside the house at two locations. When the air conditioning is on, of course, measure the temperature of the air at the return duct, and then measure it again at a supply duct, and choose one that's near the air handler, so it's nice, strong flow. We're looking for the difference in temperature between those two points. It should be in the 12 to 20 degree range. If the differential is less than that, you are well within your right to demand a repair because your air conditioning is not cooling properly, and in fact, it's running excessively, which is driving up your electrical costs and not doing the job. So I would check that. Next, as far as that warranty company's refusal to address the problem, it's unfortunate. Unfortunately, very typical, and I can only suggest you be very, very persistent with them and always ask to discuss the matter with a supervisor. So good luck with that project. You know, they sell you these warranties, but they really don't want to pay out under them, and you really sometimes have to be persistent to get what you deserve.
All right, Jesse, good luck with that, and I hope you have a nice, cool summer ahead of you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful summer day. We hope it's lovely where you are. If you are in the home improvement zone, we live there 24/7, and we're standing by to help you with those questions about those projects. Reach out at any time at moneypit.com or call your question in to 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump was in a patriotic mood at the second annual Salute to America celebration in Washington, D.C. this evening.
On this wonderful day, we celebrate our history, our heroes, our heritage, our great American flag, and our freedom. Happy 4th of July to everyone.
Mr. Trump told the country is in the midst of a war for its soul.
We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing.
One case in point, protesters in Baltimore today pulled down a statue of Christopher Columbus and threw it into the city's inner harbor. But even in the turmoil of the year, with impeachment hearings, coronavirus riots, toppling of monuments, statues under the guise of protesting police brutality and injustice, military analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says America has a way of rebounding from its difficult trials.
We've faced other pandemics. We've faced the Great Depression. We've faced civil war. We have faced world wars. We have suffered great losses in civil war. Over 600,000, 2% of the population died during that war. And yet, somehow, each case, we rose from the ashes of those terrible times.
President Trump's proposing the establishment of a National Garden of American Heroes. About 200 faculty members want to change the name of Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia, because of Robert E. Lee's ties to the Confederacy. Both George Washington and Robert E. Lee were benefactors of the college. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Faculty from a famed Virginia college want a name change for a venerable university.
About 200 faculty members want to change the name of Washington and Lee University, located in Lexington, Virginia, because of Robert E. Lee's ties to the Confederacy. According to the Washington Post, some 2,000 alumni also want the name change. Lee assumed the presidency of the college after the Civil War. Lee and members of his family are also buried on the college's chapel there. Both George Washington and Robert E. Lee were benefactors of the college. Keith Peters reporting.
South Korea's recorded 60-plus COVID-19 cases for a third consecutive day as the virus spread beyond the greater Seoul area. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Sunday it's confirmed 61 additional cases, bringing the national totals to over 13,000. The death toll, they say, remains the same at 283. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. As a new spike of COVID-19 erupts around the country, both Democrats and Republicans are largely in agreement that additional measures like another stimulus package is inevitable.
But a package will have to wait until after Congress returns from its 4th of July recess, a two-week vacation that leaves legislation at a standstill. Senate Small Business Committee Chairman Marco Rubio argues that many small businesses that needed the Paycheck Protection Program have already gotten it and used it up. What we really need, Rubio said, was to pass very soon a targeted bill to help those who need a second round of aid. Meanwhile, the future is still unclear on the $600 per week of unemployment benefits. Patrick Frost reporting.
Dodgers pitcher David Price won't be playing this season because of concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. That's going to delay his Los Angeles debut until next year. The five-time All-Star became the latest player to opt out, saying he will not participate in the 60-game season scheduled to start later this month. More at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone and Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Got a decor project, got a reno, got a repair, got an improvement on your to-do list? Well, I'll tell you what, take it off that list and put it right on top of ours. You can be item number one if you call us with those questions, because we're here to help. We'll give you tips, we'll give you advice, we'll give you a few attaboys or attagirls. We will coach you through this project to make sure it comes out exactly the way you want it to be and turns into your best house ever. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your question at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, is your to-do list getting longer and longer every day? I know that mine is. The more time I have, the more I do, and the more projects I want to do. Well, we've got some tips for tackling several projects at once, and we'll show you how to save money at the same time.
Plus, if you've ever installed ceramic tile, you know that one of the hassles is dealing with the adhesive that you need. Well, now there's a much simpler way to install tile, and it can be accomplished without glue and lets you grout immediately. We're going to share that tip.
And is this the year that you are ready to replace leaky or drafty windows? With so many competing claims of efficiency, it can be really hard to find windows that work well and save you money. We're going to have tips on the best way to get that project done and be able to enjoy year-round energy savings.
But first, we want to know what you want to know, so give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this summer weekend. We are here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
All right, heading out to Kansas where Mike is on the line. What can we do for you today?
Hi, my girlfriend and I purchased a house about 3 years ago, and when we did, we had it inspected naturally. And the inspectors told us that our roof was in pretty good condition. It only had one layer. And the previous homeowner said that it was about 7 years old. This year, we've been having some leaking issues, and we had our insurance inspector come out and inspect it, and he said that really there was not a whole lot we could do, that it was just a minor leak, and he put some caulk on it, and that it would be okay. That was about 3, maybe 4 months ago, and then a couple weeks ago, we've been getting all this rain, and the leak is happening again. So I went up there and kind of looked around.
Okay.
And I found what I believe is the source of the leak, and I noticed something kind of odd. Where the water is pooling up at, there's a bunch of little green granules. I'm imagining that's from the previous set of shingles, because the shingles we have on there now are gray. So I'm not sure if our inspector was wrong and we've actually got more than one layer up there, or what the reason for those granules being there would be, and if that's something that we could actually bring to our insurance adjusters and say, hey, you know, there's something seriously wrong here.
Well, the insurance adjuster is not going to help you with a defect in the construction of the house. If you have a leak that's caused by a storm, that's something the insurance adjuster can help you with, because that's covered by your homeowner's insurance. You have a pitched roof with asphalt shingles? And in the area where it leaks, are you near any intersections of anything with that roof? By intersection, I mean, does a chimney come through there? Does a pipe come through there? Do two roofs sort of intersect together at opposing angles? Is there a space where the roof matches, like meets up with the exterior wall of the house, anything like that?
Yeah, it's at the back of the house toward the kitchen, and I'm not sure if the correct term is valley, where the roof kind of comes together and it all drains down to gutter is that.
And is that valley where the contractor applied the caulk that you're calling it?
I'm not sure exactly where he applied it. He just said that they did.
Well, look, how old is the roof?
The previous homeowner said it was about 7 years, and that was 2 years ago. So now it's about 19 years old.
And he said there was one layer?
According to the inspectors and the previous homeowner, there's one layer.
So that means that the old layer was removed and the new layer was put on was a fiberglass shingle. And fiberglass shingles that are about 10 years old, some of them have this issue with cracking or checking. And essentially they develop fractures in them where leaks can occur. The only way to really see it is to literally be on the roof looking straight down at it. And if you see it, it'll be obvious to you. It kind of looks like a fissuring kind of pattern. But, I mean, clearly you've got a roof leak. Caulking is not the solution ever. If it's in the valley would need to be taken apart and re-roofed. And one way to kind of narrow down where it is, and you may not be the person to do this, but a good contractor or roofer could do this, is to take a garden hose and start wetting the roof down, but starting down low and working your way up. So, for example, if I thought the valley was leaking, I might let a hose run there for an hour or two and see if I can spot a leak underneath it. But I'd be careful not to put the water up to higher than the valley so that if it did leak, I knew exactly where it was happening. Does that make sense?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Laura in Michigan. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you?
Hi. I recently removed my some carpeting from my bathroom floor, and it's ceramic floor. And I'm having a hard time getting some of the, I think, what is it, glue and part of the back of the carpeting on. It's still on the floor, not a lot, but I want to get it up. It's mainly around the edges, and I thought maybe you had a way of doing that would take less elbow grease, I guess.
All right, so Laura, and you're trying to get rid of this adhesive from the carpet that was over ceramic tile, which is so crazy, but at least you've got a nice smooth surface that you can work with to try to remove the adhesive. Now, you know, some of the things that you could work with are citrus-based, and there's one called Citrus King Mastic Remover, and there's actually a website you can go to, citrusdepot.net. And if you go to that website, you can buy a trial container. I want to say it's like $10 for a pint. So you can just try it out and see if that'll do the trick. And that's worth it. And that's a good product to use. That's not going to be, you know, stinky, and it'll be good to work with. I'd say give that a try and see how that works with the adhesive that's from your carpet.
That sounds great. I'll definitely give it a try.
You are listening to The Money Pit. We'd love to hear what you are working on, whatever it is. Maybe you're building a deck, doing some gardening, thinking about an in-ground pool. Whatever you need to make your Money Pit that summer oasis you are dreaming of, we are here to lend a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top-rated local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, are you looking for a way to get a few things done and save some money at the same time? We'll share a trick of the trade that can do both when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
Home Advisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can get instantly matched with top-rated pros for any home project and book appointments online for free.
Hey, how do you guys listen to The Money Pit? Did you know that you can get The Money Pit podcast? In fact, Chartable has ranked The Money Pit podcast Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. Now, you can get your podcast wherever you download them on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcasts, iHeart, and TuneIn. Plus, we're always standing by for you to call in your home improvement question right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974.
All right, now we're going to talk to Bill from Illinois, who's got some questions about what's going on with the bathtub. How can we help you?
Yeah, I have a
It's a 28-year-old shower tub, and I'm not sure if it's ceramic or fiberglass, and I have a couple of cracks in it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's an easy fix for cracked in a tub that's physically cracked. I mean, we've repaired shower pans, for example, by using fiberglass repair or a fiberglass repair kit, where basically you're applying a rosin and then you're pressing fiberglass sort of into the mix and then putting multiple layers of additional rosin on top of that. But it's not a very attractive finish. And I've done this on an emergency basis where, you know, I had like a cracked shower pan. I had a rental apartment, for example, and I wanted to just make it stop leaking so we weren't bothering the lady below. And we did it, and it worked, but eventually I had to take it out and replace it anyway. So for a tub that's physically cracked like that, I don't have a good solution for you.
Figured it would be a tough one.
Yeah.
I've heard of these overlap coverings.
Oh, the inserts. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I think one of the companies is Bathfitter that does it. I mean, it's not a bad idea, except that what we've found is that economically, the cost of a complete bathroom renovation and the cost of doing, you know, like an insert are not so far apart. I mean, it is less expensive than a complete reno, but you are restricted to the tub you have now, obviously, and the size of that tub, which gets smaller when you put an insert into it. And if you do the renovation, you know, you might have some opportunities to improve the place, improve that space a little bit more than you could by just doing an insert. So it definitely is an option. And with the tub that you have now, though, I would suspect if it did physically crack, it's probably a fiberglass tub that was not properly supported, because what you're supposed to do when you put them in is to put like a loose mortar mix underneath the tub and then press the tub down into that, which gives it complete and total support across the whole floor. Sometimes if contractors skip that step, it ends up being a little flexible, and over the years, just getting in and out of the tub, it eventually wears and cracks.
Well, actually, I took a fall.
Oh, you did? And that's how it happened?
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Yeah, well.
And I'm okay, but the crack was there, and it's on the upper slope of the tub, so it's not at the bottom. And I have not had any leakage problem.
Well, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. I'd say your options are, you know, your options are to tear it and replace, or to do an insert. But in terms of patching it, I couldn't really tell you anything that's going to be very attractive other than the fiberglass trick.
Okay.
All right, Bill?
All right. I appreciate that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, are you looking for a way to get a few things done and save a little money at the same time? Here is a quick tip to do just that. If you need a pro for a small job around your house, like, say, installing an outlet or fixing a small leak, one way to save money is to group those small projects together.
Yeah, so for example, if your project is to fix a leak, think about what else you might want that plumber to do at the same time, and then group those projects together. Like, perhaps you've been thinking about adding a new faucet or changing out a toilet or something's leaking. All of those things together are a great reason to bring in that plumber, because pros usually are going to charge a base fee for that trip. So getting those additional projects done at the same time are going to cost you less than paying for them individually, because the pros usually charge a base fee for that trip. So getting those additional projects done at the same time is going to cost less money than paying for them individually.
Now, another option is that we're seeing sites like HomeAdvisor.com offer fixed pricing for small projects. I like this, because if you just want to replace an outlet or get somebody to mow your lawn or paint your kitchen cabinets, they make it easier than ever to find a pro at a great price to do that job and that job only, with no surprises, because the price is fixed up front. Check that out at HomeAdvisor.com/go. HomeAdvisor.com/go. Great idea.
Priscilla in Massachusetts is on the line, and while we all love birdhouses, guess who else likes them? Squirrels. Let's help her keep them out. What can we do for you today?
They've chewed away at the holes of it so that they actually have made it, the holes bigger, and because of that, the birds are not going in there because the squirrel can go in there. So I've already tried PVC piping, because I figured that's something I can put in there, insert it, and just in the hole, and it's not too big, kind of narrow. But I can't find one that fits.
I mean, most of the solutions for bird feeders or bird houses are really in two categories. One,
they make it rather unpleasant for the squirrel to be able to get up that high with things like cones or plastic bottles or slippery pipes or ducks or slinkies or things like that that slide around and make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah.
Or simply move it completely away from where squirrels can get to it. So, for example, if you were to string a wire between two trees and not have overhanging branches above, the squirrels would never be able to get to that birdhouse.
Could I have, do you know of something I can insert in the hole, though?
Right, but if you insert it in the hole, the squirrels are still going to hang out in that birdhouse, and they might try to chew their way in via another area.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying that I would not focus on reinforcing the birdhouse as much as I would focus on moving it to an area that's less likely to be attacked by squirrels. Priscilla, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in Michigan's on the line and is dealing with a ceiling leak. What's going on?
We're sitting at the table in the kitchen, and all of a sudden we see water dripping in my dog's water dish, and trying to figure out, look up in the ceiling, and it's coming from the ceiling. Well,
oh no.
We traced it to the roof, and there were some nail pops, and the sack vents were leaking around the flashing.
Okay.
So we got that taken care of, but now this house was built in 1941. We got all this wet plaster with the lath and wire mesh, and we got some of this wet plaster starting to break loose. A lot of it is onion peeling, but some of it is the plaster itself. How do I save that without ripping all that off and re-plastering the ceiling?
So is the ceiling deformed, or is it still flat?
It's flat, but with the cracks, the way the water has seeped through, because it must have been going on for a while before it finally broke through.
Well, your dog was happy.
Yeah, he was getting extra water with a little bit of plaster.
All right, well, what happens with wood lath, and to the same extent with wire mesh, but perhaps it's not as much of an issue, is when the plaster is applied, it squeezes through the wood lath and forms like a bit of a handle on the back that sticks to the back of the stick. Now, when that gets wet, those little pieces that are securing that plaster in place loosen up. And the plaster can separate from the lath, and that's how you get chunks of plaster that fall. So it's really going to depend on how loose this plaster is. If we're just talking about cracks, I'm not as concerned. You can spackle those cracks using standard spackle on top of a mesh spackling tape, a mesh drywall tape. You don't want to use the paper because it's just too hard to work with. But if you use the mesh, you got to put the mesh on first and then spackle right over the top of that. If the plaster is loose and like falling down as if it's going to become dangerous, then you've got a bigger problem. Your options at that stage are to tear out that loose plaster and try to replaster it, or the easier way to do this when you have deteriorated plaster walls is to simply put a second layer of drywall on top of that. Use drywall screws and screw it right through the old plaster into the ceiling joists above. So it really comes down to how deteriorated that ceiling is. If the plaster is loose and in danger of falling, then you have to tear it out or you have to cover it over with drywall. If it's still relatively secure, I mean, if you can push up on it, it doesn't seem to have a lot of give, then I might just spackle it and call it a day.
Some of it is a little spongy, but I was wondering about actually using the good old plaster that you mix up from the old days, where I think Gold Bond makes one or something, where you can actually replaster it with wet plaster, and that's what I was thinking about doing if I had to.
You can do that, but here's the thing. Even if you plaster over that crack's going to reform. Because now it showed itself, and as the ceiling expands and contracts, it'll open and close unless you use drywall tape across it. Okay, you have to reinforce it.
Because I'm wondering if I'm going to have to take a hammer and tap on it, and if it starts falling down, I'm probably going to have to rip it out like you're talking about. And I'd rather do it with wet plaster and keep it original than adding drywall to it.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe you had some magic tricks there listening to your show.
Some miracle cure?
Yeah, you know, a little success in a can there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, all I can say is that there's probably better ways to keep that dog's bowl filled with water than a roof leak.
All right, thank you, Sue. You have a blessed week. I'm really glad that you called back.
All right, Mike, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this summer weekend, let us give you a hand. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Just ahead, tiling projects would be a lot easier if you didn't need to deal with all that messy adhesive. Well, now there's a better way, and it allows you to install the tile and grout your project immediately without all that waiting. We're going to explain how that works next. 888 Bonnie Pitt.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by HomeAdvisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? HomeAdvisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've ever installed ceramic tile, you know that one of the hassles is dealing with the adhesive that you need. It's messy to handle, you gotta wait a day for it to dry before you can apply the grout. Well, now there's a much simpler way to install tile, and it can be accomplished without glue, and it's gonna let you grout immediately.
That's right. It's called Simple Mat, and it's made by Custom Building Products. With us to talk about Simple Mat and more is Matt Flowers. How nice that they named the product after you, Matt.
Hey, it's great to be included.
All right. So, you know, when you do a tile job, and you, the first step, of course, is to take the adhesive and trowel it on, let's say a backsplash or a countertop surface, it's kind of a messy job, and you invariably get it all over the place. And then when you apply the tile, you got to sort of move them around. And then you got to wait a day at least before you can grout it. So it's somewhat anticlimactic. You don't get to finish the project at the same time. Now, this concept of Simple Mat is completely different. It sort of enables you to have a two-sided adhesive sheet that you put on the wall, and then you attach the tiles to that. Tell us about it.
Well, the Simple Mat is a double-sided adhesive mat specifically designed to install a tile or a glass mosaic or small stone mosaics to either backsplashes or to countertops. The product cuts easily with scissors, and it can be applied to a variety of surfaces such as formica, even a painted surface or a wallpaper surface, for example.
Now, if you wanted to put a backsplash on a wall and say it's drywall right now, would you adhere the Simple Mat right to the drywall and then attach the tiles to that?
Absolutely. The Simple Mat will adhere itself to a wallpapered surface, a painted surface, or even a surface that already has tile on it.
That's great. So basically you cut it to fit, then you peel off the adhesive side that's going to go on the wall or the old backsplash or whatever you're attaching to. And then once you get that all up there and ready to go, then you peel off the other side to expose the adhesive and then just start sticking your tiles right to it?
Absolutely. Once you remove the protective cover from the front of the ridges, you're ready to start installing tile. So you can do a little bit each day, or you can do an entire backsplash as an entire project in one day.
Man, that is so much easier.
Is there any wiggle room in case I put the wrong tile or I don't put something straight, or is once I'm there, it's there?
So absolutely. Well, once you put a tile in place, we recommend that you apply just a little bit of gentle pressure, step back, take a look at the placement of your tile. If you're happy and comfortable with where that is, go ahead and take a grout float, press that tile into place, and what happens then is that pressure will break down those adhesive ridges, and then the tile is really stuck in place.
That's awesome. Now, from there, we can go right ahead with the grout, which typically, as we said the intro, you have to wait for.
Correct. Yes, a lot of people, they don't like waiting around for the adhesives, either mastics or thin-set mortars, to dry. But with the application of Simple Mat, as soon as that tile is locked in place, you are ready to begin the grouting process.
And you know what, Matt? I think there's really an art to installing a tile adhesive, that if you don't get it right, it's really complicated and can cause a ton of problems. So to have something like Simple Mat that will really allow every DIYer to successfully have a tile project is fantastic.
Absolutely. It's very simple to use, and it's a great DIY project. It cuts very easily with scissors and allow even the most beginner of a tiling person to really dress up that backsplash or that countertop with a nice mosaic or a nice tile.
We're talking to Matt Flowers from Custom Building Products about some really cool tile products that these guys make. Now, Matt, I know that you guys are very well known for your grouts, and you have a simple grout product as well that is pre-mixed. That definitely saves a lot of time and a lot of trouble of getting that mixed just right when it comes to grout, because typically it comes as a powder and you got to mix it up on site, right?
Yes. Typically, grouts are a cementitious-based product. And you have to mix them with water to the correct consistency before applying the grout to the tile and the tiled surface. So with a simple grout, it's as easy as taking the lid off the container and you're ready to go.
You know, we get so many questions about grout just looking dingy and not really, you know, holding up over time. So what really is the best way to clean grout?
Well, Custom Building Products make specific cleaners for stone and tile and for grout. So with our Tile Lab Grout and Tile Cleaner, it's a pre-mixed product. It's ready to use, and it's gentle enough for everyday cleaning. It's as simple as spraying it on and then wiping it off with a clean cloth. And the key thing is that the product is non-acidic, which means it's not going to harm your tile, and it's not going to break down the grout over time either.
Does it matter if it's sanded grout or non-sanded grout? Does it work equally well in both scenarios?
Absolutely does not matter. It can be our premix grout, like our simple grout. It can be sanded. It can be non-sanded. It is safe for use on all grouts that we manufacture.
Fantastic. Matt Flowers from Custom Building Products. To check out the entire line, go to their website, which is at CustomBuildingProducts.com. That's CustomBuildingProducts.com.
Well, between the air conditioners driving up sky-high electric bills in the summer and the expensive heating costs to come in the fall, now is a great time to think about replacement windows. If that's a project you're thinking about tackling, we've got some tips to choose the best windows at the best price when the Money Pit continues. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Well, a couple of weeks back, I told you about my first experience with WildAlaskanCompany.com. It is a monthly delicious seafood membership. I got my first box, and it was totally awesome. And Leslie, I understand your fish have arrived.
Yeah, the box arrived, and it's full. I mean, so many options and so much salmon and whitefish. It was amazingly gigantic. I took the salmon and barbecued it. I made little pouches with foil, and I made a marinade, which I've had for years, this recipe. It's like ketchup and orange juice and Italian dressing. It sounds weird, but it like crystallized on the salmon, and it was so amazing. And you know what? There's so much. We're going to be grilling for at least a few weeks.
Ah, sounds amazing. It's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter the promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Who are we? I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project, whether it's a small repair or a major remodel.
And if you enjoy podcasts, we'd love for you to enjoy the Money Pit podcast. It has been ranked by Chartable as Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Plus, no matter when you listen to the program, you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them at moneypit.com. Well, between the air conditioners driving up those electric bills in the summer and all of the costly heating bills to come in the fall, now is a very good time to think about replacement windows. And if that's a project you'd like to tackle, we've got a few tips to help you make sure it goes smoothly.
Well, first of all, it's important to understand the difference between a replacement window and a new construction window. Now, replacement windows are just that. They're custom sized and designed to replace an old window, but they fit in the exact same opening. Unlike those new construction windows, there's no need to remove any siding. Now, when you're shopping and comparing windows, you want to make sure to pay attention to the rating information on the glass. Similar to those Energy Star stickers you find on appliances, these labels are created by the National Fenestration Rating Council and allow you to compare and contrast several of the window's energy-saving qualities and provide a great way to help you understand what you're getting for your money.
Now, next, once you determine what windows you want to buy and what pro you'll hire for the project, it's important to let the pro measure for the new windows. Some folks like doing this themselves, but that can be a very big mistake. All replacement window manufacturer specs are not the same. They can vary. And if the pro measures for the window and it doesn't fit, it's going to be their responsibility to fix the problem. If you measure it and it doesn't fit, you just bought an extra window, and maybe you got to cut a bigger hole in your house or close down the one that you have to make it work.
Now, once your installation date arrives, be sure to remove window treatments and clear the window installation area as much as you can. That process actually goes quite quickly and helps make sure that your home is ready when those pros arrive. I mean, it's really the best way that you can assure a smooth install.
Helps them get in and get out as quickly as possible. Now, lastly, make a rain plan. Find out what your installer's weather policy is. Decide an acceptable kind of weather condition for your project. You know, since replacement windows can be replaced like one at a time or two at a time, you don't have to worry about your entire home being left open like a big block of Swiss cheese. Just want to work together and communicate with your pro so you can make sure that there are no surprises.
All right, now we've got Catherine in Arizona on the line who's dealing with an issue with sod. And Arizona's pretty darn hot, so tell us what's going on.
I live actually in the mountains in Arizona, and so our issue is not the heat but the cold. And so what we've had happen is that we laid sod about 8 years ago, and unbeknownst to us novice homeowners, it had mesh netting on the backside of the roll. And I don't know if we were supposed to remove that or something, but now, the sod did not take to our climate, and it has died, and we would like to reseed or lay down some new sod or something like that. But in order to prepare the soil and till it and all of that, I just don't know what to do because there's this mesh netting all over the ground. And in some areas, it's exposed. In some areas, it isn't. But I just wondered what your advice would be.
So the sod never really bit, so to speak. It never really grew through the mesh netting and connected with the soil below?
Not really. I mean, it did in some areas, but it just did not grow well for our climate. It couldn't handle the winters. It just wouldn't recover.
Well, I mean, the first thing you want to do is a soil test. You can, you know, sometimes your county extension services and services like that will do the test for you or have a landscaper do the test. But you need to know what's in that soil and how to adjust the pH
to get it just right to reseed.
Yeah, to fertilize correctly and...
Right.
You know, otherwise you might not be giving it the stuff that it needs and it won't grow.
Yeah, you're working blind. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that the best time to do this is not the beginning of summer. The best time to do this is in the fall when it's a little cooler out, because even if you did everything right and it started to grow, the intense heat that follows a month or two down the line will burn it out and kind of ruin all the good work that you did. So I would spend this summer getting the information that you need to kind of come up with a plan. Now, in terms of whether or not you remove the old sod or not, if it's really loose and disconnected and not really knitting and sort of sitting on top, then in that case I would take it out and then prep the soil below. If it has connected, then I would leave it. Now, if you have sod, is it weedy? Is it also weedy, Catherine?
There are lots of weeds. So it's not so much the sod that's the issue, but it's the plastic mesh netting that was on the backside of the sod roll that's there. And I just don't know, can we till with that there, or is that going to get all caught up in the tiller?
I think you probably can. I mean, in my experience, those types of backers are designed to stay there and not be removed, and they just sort of deteriorate naturally away.
Okay.
So I don't suspect that that would be an issue, because otherwise, how would you ever lay it down?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what was supposed to be common, just that it hasn't degraded at all. After 8 years, it's still totally there.
Well, here's an idea. One of the things that you could do is you could rent a seeding machine that slices the lawn. There are machines out there that will actually slice it and drop the seed sort of into the slits.
Mm-hmm.
And that will cut through it. But really, before you do any of that, the first thing to do is do a soil test and see what's going on there.
Yeah, this way you know how to feed it, how to take care of it, when it's going to want to be seeded. I mean, that will really answer a lot of questions for you.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and if you end up deciding to leave the sod in place, and if it gets really weedy, one thing you could do is something called a Roundup restoration. You can spray Roundup right on the sod and kill the sod and actually leave it in place, and then put the seed right up into the dead grass. It will hold it really well, and it will re-sprout, and the Roundup will not prevent the new seed from taking root.
Huh, okay.
It's called a Roundup restoration.
All right, that makes sense.
All right, Catherine, good luck with that project. Let's hope there's some more green in your future.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you.
888-666-3974.
All right. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. Remember, you can reach us anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you're an active home improver, one thing that seems to collect around the house is leftover paint. We've got some great project ideas to help you use up that leftover paint in some really fun and unique ways. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call right now with your home improvement, your reno, your decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Hey, do you need new flooring in your kitchen or bath? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right pro for the job for free.
You can always post your question, just like Jenna from Oregon did. Now, Jenna writes, after an especially bad rainstorm, water started leaking into the ceiling and walls around my chimney. I called a contractor out who suggested sealing the chimney area with silicone. My roof is in good shape and only about 5 years old. Does this seem right?
Well, it depends on what he means by silicone, because there are two types of silicone that are used in that application. One is to seal the brick, and the other is to seal the flashing. So first off, you have to understand that most of the time leaks around a chimney happen because of cracks in the chimney crown. That's at the very top of the chimney. So that would be the first thing to check. If there's cracks in the chimney crown, those could be sealed with silicone caulk. If the water's coming in because of there are gaps around the flashing, which is where the chimney and the roof come together, for that, I don't really want to see you caulk it. I want to see you repair it, because the flashing is a two-part system. One part goes under the shingles, and the other part goes in the brick chimney and overlaps. And if it's done right, it can sort of move and expand and contract with the roof. And believe it or not, heavy brick chimneys will actually sway a little in the wind, and this type of a flashing assembly allows that to happen without fear of water getting through. The other alternative, which he may be talking about, that is to sort of just put a bunch of silicone on that flashing. It's not such a great idea because it's not going to last very long. And then finally, in terms of the brick and sealing the brick surfaces, if sometimes when chimneys do sort of sweat or get wet, folks will put a brick sealer on the outside. Those also are made of silicone, but you got to make sure they're vapor permeable, because if they hold water inside and don't let it dry out, when it freezes in the winter, it'll start chipping off pieces of the brick, and that's not a good thing.
All right, Jenna, I hope that helps you solve that problem, and maybe in the next rainstorm, you'll stay nice and dry.
Well, if you are an active home improver, one thing that seems to collect a lot around a lot of houses, mine including, is leftover paint. In fact, I've got so many cans of paint on the shelves in my basement. When I put a new one in, I recycle out the old ones because I just got no room for them all. But I'll tell you what, Leslie has some great project ideas that can help you put that leftover paint to good use in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how many little containers of random paint I have all over the place, in the garage, in the basement, in the cabinet under the sink. I feel like I'm always repainting something. And if you're like me and you have a lot of that leftover paint, with a little imagination and some creative flair, you can actually use that leftover paint to give your home extra appeal and maybe have some fun in the process, too. Now, if you're looking for the perfect accessories for your freshly painted room, why not add a little of that leftover wall color to maybe some canisters, vases, planters, or even flower pots? That's just going to help pull the room together. You can paint them in one solid color or maybe just embellish them with a simple stripe or, you know, an interesting pattern just for some added punch. Or maybe you want to tie that freshly painted room to the rest of the house. You can use that leftover paint to maybe update the baseboard trim, or another door in a different room, or even to breathe new life into a worn-out dresser or a rocking chair or whatever kind of furniture you've got sitting around that just needs some new pizzazz. You can also pick up some inexpensive canvases from an art supply store and create your own artwork using your home's design palette. Chances are, if the paint is more than a year or two old, you can't really use it anyway, so why not put it to good use?
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you've got a simple electrical project to do, there are a couple of key tools that you'll need on your tool belt to make sure the job gets done safely. We'll share those tips and much more on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. So
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump used the opening of the Salute to America Independence Day celebration Saturday night to invite all Americans to join his quest to honor the United States.
Our movement is based on lifting all citizens to reach their fullest God-given potential. Never forget, we are one family and one nation. This rich heritage belongs to every citizen, young and old.
A military flyover, parachute demonstration, and spectacular fireworks display capped a very patriotic day on the National Mall. This week, the president signed a bill to temporarily extend a subsidy program for small businesses that have been battered by the coronavirus.
The legislation extends the June 30 deadline for applying for the program to August 8. Lawmakers created the program in March and have modified it twice since, adding money on one occasion, and more recently permitting more flexible use of the funding. About $130 billion of $660 billion approved for the program remains eligible for businesses to seek direct federal subsidies for payroll and other costs, such as rent, through the Paycheck Protection Program. Ken Lorman reporting.
The president also signed an executive order establishing a National Garden of American Heroes, he says, that will feature the statues of some of the greatest Americans who ever lived. Several presidents will be honored, like Ronald Reagan, Abraham Lincoln, and George Washington, along with other historic notables like Davy Crockett, Harriet Tubman, Stephen Douglas. Some 30 names are under consideration. Overseas, pubs across England reopened Saturday in an effort to try to get back to normal life, while in South Africa, it's anything but. The South Africa officials reporting another record daily high in confirmed coronavirus cases. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for two 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
On July 4th, 1944, a U.S. infantry unit in Normandy is spared death when German artillery munitions don't explode.
The Heritage Foundation's James Carafano tells Salem Radio's Dr. Sebastian Gorka how U.S. engineers found unexplained sawdust rather than gunpowder in the German duds, which answered a U.S. July 4th barrage.
It was very common for Jews to be put in munitions factories as slave labor, and many of them did quiet acts of resistance, which included putting sawdust in the artillery rounds instead of gunpowder.
The former West Point professor goes on to say,
that little story just says so much about the greatest generation, so much about the value of freedom and democracy.
The story from Carafano's research for his 2008 book entitled After D-Day. George Bonzani reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. British historian and TV presenter David Starkey relinquished his honorary fellowship at a University of Cambridge college.
This after he drew outrage for his comments about black people and whether slavery should be considered genocide. Starkey said in an interview for a YouTube show, slavery was not genocide, otherwise there wouldn't be so many blacks in Africa or Britain, would there? The head of Fitzwilliam College at Cambridge issued a statement saying that although Starkey did not hold a teaching position, honorary fellows have the same responsibility as college members to uphold its values. Canterbury Christ Church University also terminated Starkey's role. Patrick Frost reporting.
Mexico topped 30,000 COVID-19 deaths Saturday, overtaking France as the country with the fifth highest death toll since the coronavirus outbreak began. 523 more confirmed deaths for the day, bringing the nation's total to 30,366 for the pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Official, presidential historian, author of several bestsellers. Her latest book that's coming out, Resilience on Parade, short stories from suffragists and women as they battle for the right to vote. It's unbelievable, but it took till 1919 before women had the right to vote. I did a special on that for What Made America Great. It was not a shining moment, but like all things in America, we correct it. But what women had to do to get it is astounding, maddening, I might add, too. So Jane Hampton Cook will be with us at the bottom of the hour. I don't know if you've notice, but every statue is in jeopardy, from Ulysses S. Grant to Abraham Lincoln to George Washington to Christopher Columbus, all Confederate statues, the president trying to put a stop to that. But it was really disconcerting to a lot of people, and special thanks to everyone that was able to watch What Made America Great on Fox News Channel last night as I went inside the White House to be able to speak to President Trump, which will be the subject of what I talked to Corey Lewandowski about. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This virus is not going to go away on its own. We have to stop it, and only we can do that by working together. We're all sick and tired of staying home, but you know what? The virus is not tired of making us sick.
Yeah, nice pun, but we're not saying at home. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden, the coronavirus causes 17 states to pause or reverse their reopening schedule, and the number of virus patients continues to rise, but the deaths stay flat, thankfully. How do we fight COVID-19 and let the economy recover?
Number two.
When you start demonizing and stereotyping all law enforcement as evil and bad, you start putting targets on their backs, you start seeing them withdraw from some areas, and that creates a powder keg that's not good for the nation.
And that's where we're in, that powder keg now, exploding over the weekend. Retreat and retire. That's what law enforcement is doing as they get blamed for the nationwide civil unrest from coast to coast, as this new in vogue trend of defunding police and encouraging cities sweeps the nation. A horrible combination for law-abiding Americans. We will share the grim stats.
Number one.
The trend is obvious. The trend is moving towards Joe Biden. When Joe Biden hasn't said a word, the president has to change course here. He needs to approach the American people in a different way than he's been approaching them recently.
I think Chris Christie's 100% right. Recalibrate and do it quick. This is what the Trump team must do if they plan on winning another election. Plus the 2016, put that band back together. Get a 2020 game plan and things to accomplish list. Right now, I've seen none and fully understand an idle Joe Biden is winning, but it doesn't mean he will win. And joining me now is Corey Lewandowski. And Corey, are we coming up on your anniversary of being fired 4 years ago?
It's already gone, my friend. You missed it. You didn't send a card. You didn't send flowers. You didn't write. You missed it. It's been over a week ago. Come on.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm going to fire my stat guy.
You should do that, yes.
So, yeah, you ran things. No one gave him a chance. He got him going, and then he made a change. And then we went into that black hole called the Paul Manafort era. And then they came back with a new team of Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, Bossie, and others. And from September until November, outside the Billy Bush debacle, they were a very disciplined group. What's it going to take to get that discipline back, Corey?
Well, you know, look, I think we have to continue to remind the American people of what's at stake in this election. And, you know, to oversimplify things, Brian, if you like your lifestyle, you can keep it under Donald Trump. If you don't like your lifestyle, Joe Biden will change it for you. He is part of the radical left. And look, I'm a little bit using some tongue-in-cheek analogy as if you liked your health care, you can keep it, which is what Barack Obama told us hundreds of times, and we knew that wasn't the case. The difference here is this president is a law and order president. Joe Biden has no message, and he's gone into what we call the Tahiti strategy. He might as well actually be in Tahiti because he's not campaigning anywhere. We're 18 weeks and one day from an election, and we have to make sure the American people fully understand the huge differences between Donald Trump and Joe Biden and what's at stake for the next 4 years.
True. And we see the civil unrest and the breakdown of the statues. We get it. But there's still double-digit unemployment, and now we have a reemergence of the coronavirus. And what was told to me by one a big Trump supporter was the president's got to lead. Tough to lead on a virus, right? It's not the war on terror. We can't point at Al-Qaeda. It's not Saddam Hussein. How do you lead on a – it's not the economic collapse where you can look at Wall Street and say, how dare you? How do you lead against a virus?
Well, there's a couple things, Brian. You have to remember this. We chose as a government to close our economy. We didn't have an economic meltdown. The fundamental principles of our economy were strong going into the virus. But in order to save lives and protect American citizens, the president ordered that people begin to stay home. And then what he did is, as he saw the virus subsiding a little bit, he gave the power to those governors and said, you need to make decisions that are best in your state. And what works in South Dakota may not work in the city of New York. What works in the city of New York may not work in places like Florida. And what we've seen is many members of the mainstream media continue to attack this president for his response to the COVID-19 pandemic. But he has provided the necessary tools and equipment from the federal government, whether it was the USS Mercy or ventilators that the governors were asking for. There's been no accountability at the state level. I'm not trying to pass the buck. But we look at some of these states, and we look specifically at New York, and we look at the way that Governor Cuomo has handled this pandemic, and by no account whatsoever has he been successful. I mean, the number of deaths of people who are in nursing homes in New York is astronomical, and what we saw was the Cuomo brothers tongue-in-cheek, back and forth every day, joking about how great they're doing. And is Andrew Cuomo going to run for president of the United States? This is a very serious issue, and governors have to step up and take responsibility and do what Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis are doing now, which is closing their states in certain regions again to protect populations. I think it's a smart, wise thing to do for them.
Here's what Governor Cuomo said yesterday to that. Cut 32.
Look, if you listen to what the secretary said, if you listen to what the president says, what they said at the White House briefing, they're saying what they said 3 months ago. They're basically in denial about the problem. They don't want to tell the American people the truth. And they don't want to have any federal response except supporting the state, supporting the state. So I heard that, and I understood where they were.
He got a lot of support from the federal government. He got a ship. He got the Javits Center. He got a lot of ventilators, and many of which he had to give away.
Brian, governors across this country received $660 million in just building from our Army Corps of Engineers. So whether it was in New York City where they transformed the Javits Center in Lower Manhattan to so many other locations, we were prepared. And what we heard from the healthcare experts was that COVID-19 was going to tax our hospital system to a point where people were going to die because they weren't going to get care, that there weren't enough ventilators. What we now know is ventilators were part of the problem, and once you went on a ventilator, unfortunately, right, most people died. What we know is people were stuck in nursing homes in New York City. They were dying because it was spreading the disease so quickly.
But
and
Corey,
it did not ever occur of having a shortage in hospital beds. That never occurred in New York or anywhere else.
But the conversation we're having is not a conversation that's going to win it for the president. Even if he ends up right, that's not going to win it. Looking back and saying, I did this, I did this, and I did that. He's got to somehow inject some optimism in a grim situation where people feel as though, to a degree, they've lost control of their lives, and many have lost control of their livelihoods. He's got to convince seniors that he cares. And you could sit there and say the polls are all wrong, but they can say, about eight polls say the same thing. He's losing seniors. He's losing women that he absolutely needs to be successful. He's in a dead heat in Arkansas, Georgia, losing in Florida and Arizona. Now, you know campaigns, and you know the president as well as anyone. And you know this country after the experience that you've had. So having said that, what's the formula for victory in 2020?
Brian, it's so simple. It's reminding the American people that before this pandemic hit, we were the hottest economy in the world because of what this president was able to do, and he can take us back there. I believe that the president should immediately implement a payroll tax holiday, which would give every person who's working right now a minimum of 7.5% more money in their paychecks, and every small business and big business owner that's paying that payroll tax an additional 7.5% increase in their revenue as well. We need to make sure our economy is growing. We have to make sure people are back to work. Look, people were home for 100 days. We need to generate the opportunity to stimulate our economy again like we did pre-COVID-19. And one of the ways to do that is to give people more money, to give them the opportunity to have personal responsibility with it.
So you were upset. You looked at that Tulsa rally, and you thought it was a disaster. You said you could not promise someone and not deliver. And in Tulsa, you couldn't get the crowd. You got the viewers on Fox and on the stream, but you couldn't get the crowd.
So that was a five-alarm fire for people that cared about Donald Trump. Here's what Mick Mulvaney told me last hour. Let's go to the first clip from Mick.
I think Governor Christie's criticism there is accurate. I would I disagree subtly on one component of it when he said that people are moving to Joe Biden. I don't think that's true. I think they're moving away from Donald Trump. And that's an important distinction that I don't think Biden is doing much of anything. I think what you're seeing in the national polls, which Chris is right, they're not that important, but they do show general trends. If folks are voicing their displeasure with the way the president has handled COVID and the Black Lives Matter riots and uprisings in the last couple of weeks.
So Mick Mulvaney's clearly in the Trump camp, but he's very blunt about what he saw, as is Chris Christie, by the way. I think he's firmly in the Trump camp, but he sees a problem 4 months away from a loss.
Brian, we're 18 weeks from an election. It's a lifetime in politics. But look, it's better to be having open and honest conversations right now about ways to reform the system than looking back and saying, well, I knew there was a problem, but wasn't willing to say anything. Governor Christie, Mick Mulvaney, and many others have said, you know what? We need to make sure that we've got a plan that goes forward that plays into the president's strengths, that reminds people of what Joe Biden is truly about. We need to have a concise message.
Is it
and
there
look,
yet?
The world of COVID has changed everything.
But is it
we
there yet?
That. We acknowledge that.
Is it there yet? This is what I was told by a veteran official yesterday, that he looks at the Trump ads on Biden and they're shrill and they mock his age. And a lot of seniors see Biden and other seniors see them. And they go, wait, is they mocking my memory? Are they mocking me? And if you have a great right hand, why show it in the first round? Why show it in June when you're going to need it for a knockout in the fall? So do you worry about the campaign cadence, tone, and messaging?
Well, here's what I think, Brian. I think this president has done a phenomenal job defining his opponents before they've defined him, whether it was in the Republican primary in 2016 or Hillary Clinton. And I think we need to define Joe Biden. Public polling data shows that even after almost 50 years in Washington, D.C., people don't have a set opinion of Joe Biden. And there's a lot of things in his Senate record of 36 years that we need to highlight. There's a lot of things as his time as the Vice President of the United States that we need to highlight. And calling into question his ability to cognitively put together a coherent sentence is a rational thing for someone to do if we're going to turn over to him the most powerful nation in the world. Now, look, that's not making fun of his age. People can see this on their own, and I'm not a doctor or a physician, and so I don't know. But when they say this could be, you know, an early set of Alzheimer's or something, it's not early. Joe Biden is squarely in the age demographic where those things happen. I'm not saying it's happening to him, but I do think you have to call into question. And full pause on one thing, Brian. To say 120 million Americans died because of COVID, that's a mistake, obviously. But some of the ways that he has an inability to put together a coherent sentence has to call into question his mental acuteness. And if this were Donald Trump, every Monday morning physician would be saying that he has a mental deficiency somewhere. And that would be the narrative in the media. But because it's Joe Biden, he by and large has received a pass on this issue.
True. Tell me if these trend lines are true in your studies. Trump won whites by 18 points across two surveys in 2016. He, as of late May, he's losing by 5. Among whites without college degrees, Trump won by 37 over Hillary Clinton. He's now has a 22-point advantage. Trump won seniors by 8 points in 2016. Biden's winning by 5. Out of what I just ran, what should our audience throw out?
Those are all true statements, okay? But you have to look, you have to put it at the same time. So what we're doing in those particular cases, Brian, is we're looking at Donald Trump on election day, November of 2016, compared to where he is today. And let me just put it in comparison. And I know I'm going to take you to the Wayback Machine, okay? In 1988, I know it's a long time ago, but your listeners need to understand this. The New York Times ran a poll that said that Michael Dukakis, then the governor of Massachusetts, was defeating George H.W. Bush, the vice president of the United States, by a poll of 55-38 in July of 1988. This has been a historical trend by the left-wing media to say that the Democrat always has a clear advantage. We saw it through the entire 2016 campaign. And the only poll that matters is what occurs on election day. We still have at least three debates to go where I believe Donald Trump won the election. 4 years ago, as he debated Hillary Clinton on stage, I think he's going to do that again. And I would encourage the president, I know we've asked for it, but the Biden campaign has said no, getting Joe Biden on the debate stage more often and earlier, because the earliest ballots are going out on September 3rd of this year. If we wait to the historical precedent of doing debates like we did last time at the end of September, tens of millions of people could have potentially voted before they ever see Joe Biden debate Donald Trump. I think that's a disservice. Let's have multiple more debates. The Biden campaign has said no because they're afraid of what Donald Trump will do. So we need to make sure that we're comparing apples to apples. And on election day, we're going to see Donald Trump receive a higher percentage of the African-American vote in 2020 than he did in 2016.
Corey, thanks so much. Corey Lewandowski, thank you. 1-866-408-7669. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about the Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market, have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A reunion between a hero nurse and her daughters makes today's Dean's List. The heartwarming moment was captured when Suzanne Vaughn finally reunited with her family after being apart for 9 weeks. Suzanne has been working double shifts for England's NHS at Queen Elizabeth Hospital. After more than 2 months working round the clock in the ICU, she finally had the chance to hug her daughters and to finally put her girls first. In the emotional moment, she quietly creeped up behind the sofa, surprising both Bella and Hetty, who had been staying with their Aunt Charlotte in Peterborough. Suzanne says she brought them to her sister's home because she wanted to keep them safe and because she works in the hospital and was exposing herself to the virus every day. The single mom says it was a difficult decision, but it was a sacrifice she wanted to make. So many others have made the same sacrifices, and she says she wanted to help people and to fight the virus. Thank you to Suzanne and all the hero workers who have risked their lives to help others. We are so grateful. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As legend has it, Abner Doubleday invented a little game called baseball in Cooperstown, New York, in the year 1839. Myth or truth, no one knows for sure. But 100 years later, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum opened in Cooperstown and has done a great job of balancing the myth with the historical record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball, open. May it forever stand as a symbol of clean play and good sportsmanship.
The first class in 1939 included Cy Young of the Red Sox, Phillies legend Connie Mack, Honus Wagner of the Pirates, and the Yankees' Babe Ruth.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Health Call for Health. The World Health Organization tries to clear up a muddled situation of its own creation. On Monday, the WHO's Maria Van Kerkhove seemed to say that it is, quote, very rare that the coronavirus is spread by people with no symptoms. That statement caused confusion and even anger. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that's not his understanding.
We definitely know that asymptomatic people can spread infection.
Others say governments may have needlessly imposed lockdowns based on warnings that the virus is being spread by asymptomatic people. But on Tuesday, the WHO did a bit of a walk back. Dr. Van Kerkhove saying she was talking about the small number of studies about asymptomatic spread, and she didn't intend to say the cases themselves are very rare. Some studies have shown as many as half of all cases could be spread by people who show no symptoms. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, let's go to the phones. George, listen to WSBA in Pennsylvania. Hey, George.
Yes, good morning. The problem that most people are having right now is that the media, whether it be the written or the verbal, are very unclear in what they are translating to the people. In that, we all know almost to the person what the trend is for COVID cases. The problem that I have is that there is virtually nothing said about what the trend is on the mortality.
I hear you.
And that is what is the final analysis.
I should do
and
a better job digging that
I'm
up.
Sure.
I should do a better job digging that up because they are not out. I always have to request them, but I never have to request the case list.
And is frustrated by this, I am certain. And the media also does not say that the purpose of masks, for example, is to protect me from you, not you from me.
Exactly. Howard, listen on Coyle, Omaha, Nebraska. Howard.
Hey, Brian. President Trump needs to run as the conservative movement, much like Reagan did, to two tidal wave winds, not as an individual. People are shocked with the pandemic and with the anarchy, and they're realizing that President Trump is not a superhero. He can't fix everything as an individual. He needs to run as the conservative movement.
That's not going to run from our past, that will back law enforcement, but be open to healing racial strife. That would be a good way to handle it. Run as somebody who is a conservative to handle all things from the conservative point of view rather than a play-by-play on what issue pops up. All right, Howard, I'll take that. Hopefully the president will, too. Back in a moment.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
Amazing.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America is listening to Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. We're just 1 month away from large-scale human trials of potential COVID-19 vaccines. Three companies are working to come up with the most effective vaccine. The biotech company Moderna expects to begin phase three trials in July, working with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Anthony Fauci says some 30,000 people will try that vaccine or a placebo. Also in July, Johnson & Johnson plans to begin vaccine trials, moving the start date up by 2 months. J&J says the testing in the U.S. and Europe will involve more than 1,000 people. The company says it's gearing up with the help of the federal government to produce more than a billion doses of the vaccine and make them available next year. And a third company, AstraZeneca, says it will begin phase three trials in August. A nervous world awaits. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned it. Yeah. I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks. And no place in the Constitution for women. And in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
She's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Heated debate over proposals to defund the police as an answer to racist treatment of African Americans.
What's it going to feel like when you call 911 and somebody says, well, we're on a 30-minute delay because we don't have the people?
Bob Gualtieri heads up the Florida Sheriff's Association. He says defunding is unrealistic.
There are bad guys out there that commit crime and want to hurt people.
Supporters say moving tax money away from policing can improve things. Howard University law professor Justin Hansford points to the opioid crisis.
They found ways to make it a public health issue and not a policing issue.
Georgetown law professor Christy Lopez says people should listen to the ideas instead of reacting out of fear.
And they think about, what if my house gets broken into, or what if, you know, I'm mugged? I need to be able to call somebody. And so they don't understand that it's a call to begin remaking public safety in a very deliberate way.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
Scientist and epidemiologist, 100% certainty that in most states where you're seeing an increase, it is a real increase. It is not more tests, it is more spread of the virus. And it's very important is the percent of tests that's positive. The number of cases varies some because we're only diagnosing, 10, 20%. So the numbers you're seeing are just a reflection, a tip of the iceberg of even more spread. But where the numbers are increasing, you've got Arizona with nearly one out of four tests positive. At the same time, you're increasing the number. I can tell you with absolute certainty that's explosive spread.
Tom Frieden used to run the CDC and says it's not more testing that's causing the rise in coronavirus in certain states like Texas, Arizona, and Florida. Joining us now is Mick Mulvaney, former acting White House chief of staff and OMB director, now the U.S. Special Agent Ireland. His assessment of here.
I think it's accurate. Excuse me. From what I can tell, it's accurate. But I continue to struggle, Brian, with this focus on the number of people, which is an important metric, but it, in my mind, is not the most important. I've seen a couple of folks accurately get to the heart of the matter, which is peace. It's the number of people with the disease who need to get hospital, and then you compare that to the capacity in your hospitals. If you can get the care that you need, it looks like this disease is not nearly as dangerous as we thought that it is. Where it really gets to be dangerous is if you can't get medical care. So if you end up in a circumstance which is overwhelmed, that that is an extraordinary problem. But if you've got enough hospital beds, that's where I think we should be spending more of our time and our attention is on whether or not we can handle the number of cases that we've got. And in many cases, you can. In Texas and Arizona, I straight away all numbers about this coverage about the number of people with the disease, which really is the beginning of the discussion, not the end.
Right. Mick Mulvaney with us. Mick, Governor Cuomo, sometimes critic, sometimes supporter, was on Meet the Press yesterday, gloating, in my view, on the fact that numbers are down in New York, cut 32.
Listen to what the secretary said. If you listen to what the president says, what they said at the White House briefing, they're saying what they said 3 months ago. They're basically in denial. They don't want to tell the American people the truth. And they don't want to have any federal response except supporting the state. So I heard that, and I understood where they were.
Do you think that's it, the president?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Governor Cuomo is Governor Cuomo and the president. And I did notice, for example, that he just, you know, these governors will come out and say, you know, they want more federal control or direction, and then they'll not take direction when it comes. And the best example I've got is this recent quarantine on my part of the country that, you know, you can't go to New York or New Jersey, supposedly, where the CDC at the federal level said there was no evidence that that was effective whatsoever. So I think the governor's trying to have it both ways. If the federal government is telling what he wants to hear, he likes federal advice. If he doesn't, wants the states to go their own way. Look, let's give credit where credit is due. I think New York is getting the message out of how to spread the control of the disease. Other states are doing less good job at it, you know, about wearing masks and so forth. There was a piece right as listening to the show during the transition about the new evidence on asymptomatic transmission. That word is getting out there, but Cuomo doesn't like the president, and that's obvious when you listen to him talk.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes he seems to like him. He liked him when the ship came in. He liked him when they built up the Javits Center. He liked him when he was begging for more money to build a tunnel from New Jersey, but he seems to have gone by the boards. Let's talk a little about this Russia story in the New York Times that came out over the weekend. Interrogations of captured militants say that they were being paid by the Russians to assassinate Americans in Afghanistan. The problem is that we cannot find anybody that confirmed it was in the presidential daily brief. You might have been there, Mick, during this time. We can't find anyone that confirmed that the president was briefed on that orally. And we have the acting national director of intelligence, Rick Grenell, saying it shouldn't have risen to his level. They rose to his level. He says it was never taking at something that was verifiable. What do you hear? What do you remember?
Yeah, well, to your first point, you probably shouldn't find anybody who would ever confirm what was in the presidential daily briefing because they're not supposed to talk about it. So to that extent, you're looking for something that you shouldn't be able to find. Perhaps John Bolton, who's been very quick to sort of disclose other stuff, might be able to talk about that. But generally speaking, you're not going to get folks say, yes, this was in it, or that wasn't in it, or that was in it. It's just we don't talk about that kind of thing. Now, that being said, I was surprised by the news stories this weekend and would be curious to know who thinks it was in the presidential daily briefing.
Interesting. You talked about John Bolton. He weighed in on this. Cut 41.
What would motivate the president to do that? Because it looks bad if Russians are paying to kill Americans and we're not doing anything about it. So what is the presidential reaction? It's to say, It's not my responsibility. Nobody told me about it. And therefore, to duck any complaints that he hasn't acted effectively. This is part of the problem with Trump, President Trump's decision making in the national security space. It's just unconnected to the reality he's dealing with. It's about his personal position.
Your reaction?
Yeah, wow. It's been really frustrating to see. It was frustrating to see John release the book in the first place, write the book in the first place. It's a betrayal of the highest order. I think you've even seen some Democrat folks who served in previous administrations come out and say how surprised they were that someone who was that high up and that close to the president would write a book like this while the president's still in office. It's going to be damaging to the presidency in ways that I think not a lot of folks have considered yet. But clearly over the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks as the book has come out, John has sort of increased his level of vitriol to the president. I guess he thinks that might help him sell books. But I don't even think John Bolton 3 weeks ago would have said what he just said in that clip. If John really felt that strongly, and he's pretending, I guess, to feel strongly about it now, one has to wonder, you know, why he didn't do or say more when he and I were in the office. John Bolton never complained to me a single time, not once, about the president of the United States. And John Bolton worked for me in the hierarchy of the West Wing. NSA works for the chief of staff, and John never complained to me a single time. So I take all of this with sort of a jaundiced eye as I see someone trying to sell a book and say things bad about the president when he didn't say anything, not a word, when he was actually at work on the job and supposed to be serving the American people and the president.
Yeah, you know what? I always thought John Bolton would be like Mike Pompeo. Yeah, he differs from the president, especially on foreign policy when Mike Pompeo was in Congress. But he understood who the president was and tried to support the decisions and shape the decisions the best he can, offer his opinion, and then move on. I'm sure a Mike Pompeo administration would look different than President Trump, but he's fully aware that it's Trump's show. And he seems to be thriving in his position. I'm totally shocked it ended up like this.
Meanwhile, you and I have talked about this before, Brian, yeah. Is that because I had the same attitude about spending. Okay, the president and I would not agree on spending. A Mulvaney administration would look different on spending than a Trump administration. But you hit the nail on the head, which is the role of the advisors, policy advisors like Mike Pompeo, like John Bolton, like the director of the Office of Management and Budget that I served in for 3 years, is to shape the policy or to try and shape the policy. But the president makes the final decision. And then what you do after you contribute to that policymaking process is you go out and you back the president. And if you can't, you leave. That's what a classy public servant would do. You would not stay for the purpose of undermining the president's decisions because you don't like it and it looks different than what your administration would look like. No one elected John Bolton. John Bolton knows that, or doesn't know that. No one elected Mike Pompeo, but he knows it. So your distinction between the two is excellent. Mike does excellent work. He's in there giving the president his opinion, trying to shape policy. The end of the day, the president makes the decision, and then we go with that. And that's the distinction between someone like Mike Pompeo and someone like John Bolton.
So, Mick, I know I'm not sure what you're able to do and talk when it comes to the campaign, but I can talk to you generally about it and see the best you can answer this. Someone like Chris Christie, for example, I think he's been a very fair arbiter. He obviously would go on all these shows. He's the only one who supports the president usually, but not blindly. Here's what he said about the current polls and where the president stands 4 months from Election Day. Cut one.
There's no question that while these national polls are less significant in terms of the raw numbers, the trend is obvious. The trend is moving towards Joe Biden when Joe Biden hasn't said a word. Joe Biden's hiding in the basement, not saying anything. No discredit to the vice president. If you're winning without doing anything, why do anything? The president has to change course here, both in terms of the substance and answering that question much better than he did with Sean Hannity in terms of what he wants to do in a second term. And secondly, he needs to approach the American people in a different way than he's been approaching them recently.
And what people might not know is that he really did not answer clearly what he would do in the next 4 years. He seemed to be grasping for a mission. And it seems as though the campaign is not clear. It's clear that a lot of people who are on the inside feel on the outside now. And they feel as though their voices aren't being heard and that the administration's really scrambling for a message. What are your thoughts?
I think Governor Christie's criticism there is accurate. I disagree subtly on one component of it when he said that people are moving to Joe Biden. I don't think that's true. I think they're moving away from Donald Trump. And that's an important distinction that I don't think Biden is doing much of anything. I think what you're seeing in the national polls, which Chris is right, they're not that important, but they do show general trends. If the folks are voicing their displeasure with the way the president has handled COVID and the Black Lives Matter riots and uprisings in the last couple of weeks, and that filters through and people are telling pollsters they won't support Donald Trump in order to express their frustration. Does I think that those folks cannot come back into the fold? Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, people should remember, and the Trump campaign needs to remind people, it's a binary choice. It is not a referendum on Donald Trump. It's not a popularity contest. Do you like Donald Trump or not? If it is, the president's going to face challenges, because I've always told him the only person that can beat Donald Trump is Donald Trump. Joe Biden cannot beat Donald Trump. Only Donald Trump can. And the more the campaign can define this as a choice between us and them, between Trump and Biden, the better off they're going to do. What is that? How does that translate in the real world? That Donald Trump is going to be better at putting the country back together than Joe Biden would be. I think that's the message that needs to get out. But I do think there's frustration amongst the base with the president right now. But I do not think that dinner last night with a reporter who said the election was over, and I just laughed. I said, you haven't been around very long. This is a long way off. And it is a long way off. So there's a lot to be done in the campaign. And I'm absolutely comfortable they can make the change. The question is, will they? That remains to be seen.
Well, toss-ups now in Georgia and Texas, according to some polls. Let's say North Carolina, the president's losing. In Florida, he's losing. He's losing in every battleground state, and he's losing in some states that he won. And one key one would be Arizona, where he's trailing, and the Senate seat's in jeopardy. So the thing that president, to me, has going for him is this sense of history, the revulsion people see about all these statues coming down, and the law and order, and the way the police have been vilified. And the chaos in the streets of Minneapolis, New York, Chicago, and Atlanta. I mean, that's really what President Trump is about, law and order, and we're losing that right now.
Yeah, but no. Keep in mind, what's the flip side of that, which is no one has asked, and Joe Biden has not been required to answer the question, you know, what are your goals? What would you do about this, Joe? What would you do about the Black Lives Matter movement? How would you fix this, Joe? How would you handle the defund the police movement? Do you support that? Because many people in your party do. No one, he has not been forced to ask those questions because he's been allowed to stay in his basement. No one has benefited more from the coronavirus crisis than Joe Biden. And to the extent the campaign can drive the narrative in that direction, which is, you know, you may not like the President Trump's answers on the second term, and they do need to get better with that. I did see the Hannity interview, but you don't even know what Joe Biden's answer is because no one's forced him to answer that question yet, and the campaign needs to do that.
Mick, the Politico story today said the president knows, he's told friends, he knows he's losing. Do you think he knows he's losing?
Well, I think the president's very self-aware. I don't think the president's naive at all about politics. I mean, face it, no one who runs for president and wins, especially when you're not expected to, like he was not expected to, will be naive about politics. So I think he's very aware of what's going on. He gets a sense. Again, he will look at those national polls, and I think he looks at them the same way that most sophisticated politicians do, which is, they're not really indicative of what the result is going to look like, but they could be a good barometer of where the temperature is in the country right now, and the temperature is that folks are not happy with Donald Trump. I think he gets that. So he's a good politician. They got a decent operation. They really do. I was always impressed with the folks who ran the campaign. I see stuff now that the campaign puts out, and it is the right. It's the right message. It's that choosing between Trump and Biden. So if it can filter up and start to the president starts to drive that narrative nationally, I think there's a really good chance they turn things around.
Well, I just think that with just Brad Parscale and Jared, they don't. They got to get the band back together to a degree and make it more of a team effort. Brad's never run a campaign himself. He's a brilliant guy, digital it seems, but Jared was one of many. Everyone seems to be locked out on the outside now. Who want the best? Who want the president to win almost as much as he does?
Yeah, my experience with that is the exact opposite. I've been getting good information from the campaign and stuff. So you may have sources other than me, and I'm not saying you don't, but I've not got the feeling that I've been locked out. So that's all I can say from my own perspective on this.
Because you would know if you were locked out. Lastly, you said the president did not do a good job hiring.
Yeah. I think the facts bear that out. I mean, Jeff Sessions was not a good hire. Rex Tillerson was not a good hire. Mattis was not a good hire. John Kelly was a good hire at DHS, but a bad hire at Chief of Staff. I think the president thought he would like folks like generals a lot more than he did. I think that he thought they would be more willing to to go along with his freewheeling style. The president does not run a militaristic structure in his operation. That's not the kind of guy he is. He's a free-thinking, freewheeling kind of guy, and it's tough for folks who have not been raised in that type of environment to adjust to it. Mike Pompeo has. I have. Stephen Mnuchin has. So there's a lot of good members of the cabinet, but I think they did make some mistakes on hiring, and I told the president that.
Mick, it's always great talking to you. Thanks so much for your bluntness. Right to the point. Mick Mulvaney, great job.
Thanks, Brian.
Back in a moment.
If consistent weekly income, sleeping like a baby during these crazy markets, and only spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. Hi, it's Preston James. You see, the Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. Check out the real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about the Money Press. Even if you've been frustrated and unlucky in the past, let me prove it to you now. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com. Now, you won't find any photos of rented private jets or any talk about day trading penny stocks. Just the real proof. See you at paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
And sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-951-8628. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-951-8628. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-951-8628. Again, 800-951-8628.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell with the Fox Business Network. If you're looking to buy a home in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, there are a few things you need to know. Natalie Campisi, senior mortgage reporter at Bankrate.com, says don't expect to get a deal. Inventory is low, so there aren't a lot of options out there for buyers.
It's really important to get an agent who knows the area and can sort of help you navigate the local market.
She says many sellers are still reluctant to let buyers into their homes, so you most likely will have to rely on FaceTime or Zoom to view houses you want to see.
And then if you're really interested, set up a private tour with your real estate agent, and they'll sort of walk you through the home that way.
Campisi says while interest rates are at historic lows, credit has tightened. So if you don't have a score of 700 or above, it may be difficult to qualify for a loan, but not impossible.
You're going to probably pay a little bit more in fees and a higher interest rate, things like that.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell, Fox News.
Fox on Faith.
with Lauren Green.
From a biblical perspective, the coronavirus is not the only deadly pandemic we're facing. There's one that is far older. It's called sin. Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network.
We are all affected by this virus, but that way there's a sin virus for which there is no human cure.
Pastor Rohr says sin begets sin. It was sin that compelled a white Minneapolis police officer to brutally restrain an African-American man, killing him. It was sin that compelled protesters to morph into an angry mob bent on looting and destroying. It is a sin to not see that no matter who we are or what we look like, we are made in the Creator's image.
Without understanding the way that God has created humankind, man and women, and put within us a soul and a heart, without that understanding, we treat human beings like mere animals.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, Joe, you're listening in Los Angeles. Joe, what do you think about the polls?
Brian, everybody talks about these polls as if they're gospel. But in my opinion, they're garbage because they never mentioned the sample group. They never mentioned how many people were polled. They never mentioned the polling questions. And I don't care which.
What do you think? So, Joe, tell me what, Joe, you do think. What do you think?
Excuse me?
What do you think? Who's winning?
I'm in liberal Los Angeles, Brian, and it so happens that my work takes me to meet a lot of people. And I'm telling you, man, I meet people all day long that are saying, God, I'm trying to be quiet, but I'm a Trump supporter.
Thanks, Joe.
Ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-951-8628. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-951-8628. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-951-8628. Again, 800-951-8628.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. President Trump says the country's best days are ahead of us.
Once again, happy July 4th to all. Our country is in great shape. Our military has never been stronger. And many, many good things are going to happen. Next year will be one of the greatest years we've ever had.
President and First Lady kicked off Saturday night's official 4th of July celebration that included a historical flyover of aircraft that provided offensive and defensive support in war and deterrence of hostility during peacetime. The show was capped by a formation of flights of the Navy Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds and a spectacular fireworks display. With pen in hand, President Trump this week signed into law a temporary extension of a subsidy program for small businesses that have been battered by the coronavirus.
The legislation extends the June 30 deadline for applying for the program to August 8. Lawmakers created the program in March and have modified it twice since, adding money on one occasion, and more recently permitting more flexible use of the funding. About $130 billion of $660 billion approved for the program remains eligible for businesses to seek direct federal subsidies for payroll and other costs, such as rent, through the Paycheck Protection Program. Ken Lorman reporting.
The Defense Department says a 21-year-old soldier died in a vehicle accident while serving in Afghanistan. Specialist Vincent Sebastian Ibarria from San Antonio, Texas, died as a result of a vehicle rollover on Friday in Farah, Afghanistan. Ibarria was assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 22nd Infantry Regiment, 1st Infantry Brigade Combat Team, 10th Mountain Division in Fort Drum, New York. The accident is under investigation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Belief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Spain's top tourist site, which last year alone garnered some 4.5 million visitors from around the world, is now reopening its doors, but not everyone's allowed in. The invitation's exclusively for a certain group of Spanish workers.
After 4 months with shut doors, the famous Sagrada Familia Basilica invited a first group of health workers to visit the temple designed by architect Antoni Gaudí. More will be able to visit on specific days. During a reopening phase, the church is calling an homage to doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals. That will be followed by a second phase just for residents of Barcelona. The church says it's still waiting to announce when visitors from outside the city will be permitted entry. I'm Karen Chamas.
Heavy rain in southern Japan triggered flooding and mudslides in two prefectures on Saturday, leaving more than a dozen people presumed dead. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The famed statue of Hans Christian Andersen's Little Mermaid, one of Copenhagen's biggest tourist draws, has been vandalized with the text, "Racist Fish."
The words were tagged on the stone on which the oft-attacked 5.4-foot-high bronze is sitting at the entrance of the Copenhagen harbor. No one has taken responsibility for the act. The statue is created in tribute to the Danish storyteller Andersen. It has long been a popular target for vandals who have blown her off her perch, beheaded her, and painted her. Last month, a statue in Copenhagen of a Danish missionary who was key to the colonization of Greenland was doused with red paint and the words "decolonize." Patrick Foss reporting.
An annual study estimated the amount of e-waste that piled up globally in 2019 at 53.6 million metric tons. That's about as heavy as 350 cruise ships the size of the Queen Mary II. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
News Radio Studios in New York City. Information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening to Brian Kilmeade Show, the latest hour, the latest minutes. Tommy Horowitz at the bottom of the hour. He was just in the New York occupied zone, got beat up. He's always into conflict. He's checked out Seattle. He's trying to find out what's behind this social unrest we're witnessing. Is this all about George Floyd or is it something else? I think it's much more than that. No one even brings up George Floyd's name anymore. Ben Domenech will be with us shortly. Ami Harmowitz at the bottom of the hour. And meanwhile, we're following the breaking story of Seattle autonomous zone being broken up. But as I see the video, what a mess. And New York is right behind it. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. I think a lot of people have been focusing on the virus, which is very bad, but not focusing enough on the downsides of some of the reactions to the virus. The hospital directors say the cases are much less acute, requiring much less intervention than what they saw back in April and so on.
We're making a lot of sense saying the stat show hospitalizations are flat, even though cases are up. In fact, they're up 80% over the last 2 weeks in this country. 500,000 tests, pretty impressive. People go back to work, they take a test. People want to make sure now that you can get a test. A lot of people are just doing it, and a lot of those asymptomatic people are testing positive. That's what we hear.
Number two.
I'm happy to take questions if you have any.
I wonder, where do you think the race stands at this moment? What keeps you up at night?
If elected, how are you going to get Americans on the same page?
Senator Obama, are you comfortable? Is there anything we can get for you?
That is funny. That's SNL, the ladder stock. But Biden breaks from his basement, makes a generic speech, and takes the softest question since President White House. In tone and Trump, with Trump is striking, we'll share it.
Number one.
I am proud of the changes that we secured. We had done more to cut the NYPD. This is the beginning. We are going to reimagine policing, and we're not going to stop until we get there.
Closed, I'm imagining utter chaos. Corey Johnson, New York City Council Speaker, defunding and diminishing the police. Went from reality on Tuesday in New York City and Los Angeles. In the city of New York, millions leave the LAPD, 143 million to be honest, to be clear. All that is not enough for AOC. Unbelievable. Well, at this hour, Seattle police move in to take back CHOP. Meanwhile, a couple who took up arms because police were not coming to protect them find themselves under fire. Weekend, happy to report that there's going to be a for the Department of Homeland Security and Interior to protect our monuments. So Statue of Liberty, you can, I think you're going to be okay. Up there, but let's bring in Ben Domenech, the Federalist, and he is the publisher and has two great columns out. One from his interview with the President of the United States. And you point out something else, Ben, that I noticed more last week than this week, but it's just as bad this week. Where are the Republicans defending our history, our monuments?
Yeah.
They've been invisible outside Mike Lee, Marco Rubio, and of course.
It's really unacceptable, Brian. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I kind of want to walk into the Senate Republican conference and ask them, you know, what happened. where nobody is standing up with the president. And it boggles the mind because these people wrap themselves in the flag and they talk about defending the founders and things like that when they want to raise money. But then it's like you actually have a situation here where you can defend them and you're not doing it. And I think that they told me on Friday that he thought they were being about being called racist. He thought they were being too politically correct. But whatever the motivation, this is a situation that is unacceptable. I do not like a situation, Brian, when it's people like Tucker on your network who are up and defending these things, and we officials with power to do things who are not standing with the black and brown members of our working class police force across the country and defending symbols of our national pride, our cultural heritage, to defend against this raging leftist woke. And it's just it's unacceptable to me. People need to shift their mindsets on this and stop paying attention to what they'd like them to say. They need to start paying attention to the demands of them and what our heritage is defending.
See, I feel you're talking to me now, not as a journalist or publisher of The Federalist, but I think you're talking to me as a person. Just, am I right? You're outraged as an American. Yeah.
I am outraged as an American. You know, it's funny. I know you have a lot of art from the around those Fox studios. We have paintings from him that are in our house, several paintings of him from him, including of, you know, multiple great American heroes.
Including Senator John McCain,
including,
I imagine.
in our foyer, we have, you know, the same people who are on Mount Rushmore. And last week, Eric Kaufman, who is an academic and who studies a lot of different leftist movements, he's based in the UK. He's from Canada, but he's someone who truly appreciates America. He did a survey and he found that 44% of American liberals said that they favored the destruction of Mount Rushmore. Okay, now that's not a majority, and of course it's not a majority of the country in any way, but 44% of American liberals favoring the destruction of Mount Rushmore. We need to understand what we are up against here, which is a group of people who truly want to destroy American history because they view it as irredeemably racist, as completely unacceptable to the modern era, and as something that needs to be wiped out in order to have kind of a year zero moment where we start anew and create some kind of socialist utopia. It's something that we have to stand up against as a people, and I don't understand this situation where we see common people, you know, people who are just citizens, having more bravery in defending these things than the people who we have elected as our leaders, who we should look to in moments like this, to stand up and to speak out against, again, the woke leftist mob that only wants to see destruction.
But you point out that the conservatives have just given up on academia. They've just said, okay, yeah, we're going to let the liberals, let the Democrats take control of that. And that's why we see now a whole generation growing up hating America. I mean, trying to destroy, see the things some of them are doing. Listen to James Clyburn yesterday, and this struck me. I had no idea how he was going to answer this question. Cut 36.
No one was more anti-slavery than Ulysses S. Grant. Mm-hmm. Yet, I saw the other day that somebody interpret his having married into a family of slave owners that he was disqualified. I could not disagree more. I think Ulysses Grant ought to be judged on his own merits, not whether or not he married someone whose parents owned slaves. And that's what happened to him.
Yeah.
So I just think that everybody ought to get come to grips with what the real history is.
He went on to talk about Washington, 37.
The fact of the matter is, yes, he was a slave owner. But do you remember what happened to his slaves at the end of his reign? He freed them.
He also talked about Jefferson in a positive way. So Jefferson and Washington get to stay. I imagine James Madison and Monroe, too. But the others got to go. Like, the Confederate statue is a separate conversation. And if you want to have a commission, like Tom Cotton says, to look at renaming bases, you could do that. But not in a fit of rage. And what I saw with that Jackson thing, I thought was so abhorrent, with chains around his neck and ropes trying to pull it down. I'm watching this horror show play before while Tucker's show is on. I'm saying to myself, where are the police?
You know, I had a conversation with Mark Meadows, the White House Chief of Staff, before I went in to interview the president on Friday, and he was telling me about the sort of TikTok of that. And he said he really believed that if they had waited another 10 or 15 minutes, that statue would have been on the ground. And I don't know if you know this about that statue, Brian. I know you know a great deal about Andrew Jackson, but that statue is actually the first equestrian statue ever made in the United States of America. It was kind of a huge achievement at the time in terms of just the design of it. It's a priceless work of art. And this woke mob, they planned to do this. Like, this was not, you know, some random event. This was something that they came prepared to do. They were bent on destruction. And to me, that's a terrorist act. That's it's something that we have to fight back against, and that we say, you know, as Americans, this is not how we decide things. We do not let mobs decide things for us. We have processes. We have a representative, process. We have both, you know, town meetings and councils, and we have decisions that are made by the people and for the people. We do not let mobs make those decisions for us. And I think that in this moment, this is exactly the kind of moment that Republicans ought to stand up and say, you know, look, if we're going to move things around, if we think that, you know, we don't want this statue of this Confederate here or there, that's something to be decided in a process, not by a mob.
Right.
And to me, the willingness to bend the knee to this mob on the part of our leaders is just unacceptable. It's disgusting, and it needs to change.
Well, and what happened with law enforcement? They took a knee. They understood that George Floyd was wrong, so they took a knee. And no one saw it as a moment in which law enforcement should suddenly be respected. They've been more abused since. They've given up another precinct, this one in Seattle. As we speak, they're beginning to take down the autonomous zone. But listen to what Hawk Newsom of the New York chapter of Black Lives Matter told Martha.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right. And I could be speaking figuratively.
Okay.
I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation. Like, let's be very real. And let's observe the history of the 1960s. When black people were rioting, we had their highest growth in wealth, in property ownership. Think about the last few weeks. Since we started protesting, there have been 8 cops fired across the country.
And there's also been cops killed. So he thinks the unrest is producing results.
I don't understand this. Because from my perspective, you had a real moment after the death of George Floyd to make the case that, you know, hey, police brutality is a problem. We need to address it. We should continue to address it. It's maybe less of a problem now than it's maybe ever been in our history in terms of just the data that we have. But, you know, hey, it is a problem. We should address it. We should have more training. We should have better training. And we should, you know, weed out cops who maybe abuse their power. That's something that I think every American can agree on. That is not an anti-cop statement. Cops keep us safe. They're who you need in your worst moments.
Mm-hmm.
They are what we demand in terms of not just maintaining the safety, but preventing the kind of lawlessness that leads to violence and that leads to the destruction of property. That's something that we ought to defend and appreciate as Americans, as people who believe in law and order, and to see the kind of treatment that cops have been subjected to, particularly in New York, which is a great American city, let's say that, is just unacceptable under this the leadership of this terrible mayor. I mean, it's all fun and games to say that you're going to elect this ridiculous socialist and with his wacky ideas when nothing really matters. But when serious things happen, when you have problems hit the fan, then it does matter. And in this case, I have to say, you know, we have the worst kind of leaders in this particular moment of this great city. And it's just unacceptable to me, Brian. My wife has lived in that city for the last, basically 18 of the last 20 years. And she is honestly seeing all of the people that she knows and loves, the places she knows and loves, closing down, fleeing the city, moving out of it. And that's because of the ridiculous policies of Bill de Blasio and his acceptance of all of the demands of these various woke mobs, as opposed to prioritizing the kind of order that is made for a thriving city and honestly good policing, a reform in policing that has led to better policing over the past decade, and that and more. And I just think that this is a situation where we have to have a dramatic change in order to see the kind of policies that would allow the city to come back in the way that we truly hope it will.
Ben Dominici with us, of course, your wife, Meghan McCain. And part of this is pre-pandemic was the problem. Now the pandemic's taking place. Get your head around this. So for the longest time, New York was the worst, New Jersey was second worst, and Connecticut was marginally better. So they made this consortium, and we took our time opening up. All these businesses are dying, never coming back. But they said, well, what do you want? The numbers are going up. The numbers are so far down. They've gone to phase two. But because the numbers are going up elsewhere, we're going to freeze. So all these restaurants in New York and New Jersey, they were hoping for indoor dining and rehired their people, are freezing because other states have gone up. So we're bad. When we're bad, we pay the price. And when others go bad, we pay the price. How do you expect these people to exist?
Brian, I've always had this idea that as a test before you're allowed to run for office, you ought to run a Dairy Queen for a week. You know, like I think these folks just don't know how small businesses work or how restaurants work. They don't understand the kind of upheaval that they are engendering with this kind of decision, which is completely baseless. I mean, it just does not make any sense. And look, I understand that there's a lot of spikes across the country. I mean, it's not like, you know, there was a big gathering or anything like that that happened in the last couple of weeks that, you know, really got a lot of young people out there. And of course, the spikes are primarily among young people.
Right.
You know, no, we have to pretend that that didn't happen and that didn't have any effect. But, you know, look, this is an untenable situation to say we are not going to figure out how to live with this. Instead, we're going to pretend like lockdowns are actually going to work. And frankly, these lockdowns are unenforceable. I mean, they can go out and they can find people. They can try to, you know, make things happen. But it's not like you have enough cops or authority to actually enforce these kinds of things. I hope, frankly, that people resist this and that they get a significant degree of blowback for the decisions that they're making. Because they're not based in reality. I don't know if you saw Rand Paul's rant against Dr. Fauci the other day about reopening schools. But to me, at a certain point, we have to recognize that the health officials...
Hey, Ben, thanks so much. We're up against a break. Awesome stuff. Ben Domenech.
If consistent weekly income, sleeping like a baby during these crazy markets, and only spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. Hi, it's Preston James. You see, the Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. Check out the real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about the Money Press. Even if you've been frustrated and unlucky in the past, let me prove it to you now. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com. Now, you won't find any photos of rented private jets or any talk about day trading penny stocks. Just the real proof. See you at paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Good Samaritans who found a whole bunch of money blowing down a highway in South Carolina makes today's Dean's List. Linwood Woody Smith and Jonathan Omar Saldivar found the cash blowing along Highway 17 in Georgetown County. The police department posted on Facebook, as a result of their quick and honest actions, the money was returned to the elderly owner who was searching for it. Thanks to the duo, the sheriff's office proclaimed them honest men and posted a picture of them smiling alongside the patrol vehicle. Community members praised the two men as well, including a few people who apparently already knew them. One of the comments read, "Wouldn't expect anything different from Woody." The act of kindness comes as many people around the country, of course, are struggling with unemployment, layoffs, and shuttered businesses due to the coronavirus. Anyone else who found money in the area is also asked to contact the sheriff's office. In the meantime, thank you, Linwood and Omar, for doing the right thing. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Kip Moore. Moore recently released his fourth studio album, Wild World. Before the album release, he played a little music for fans from self-isolation on his social media, but doesn't see it as something he'd keep doing.
I love to play music, but turning on the camera and just looking at yourself and not having any kind of feedback as far as like playing for people, that's going to always be a bizarre thing to me. And I look forward to when you can actually get back to the real exchange of human emotions, because that's the beautiful thing about show is every night you have to be on your toes, being able to read what the energy is doing in the room, not only show to show, but like minute by minute through a show, and knowing how to navigate through that and to change your set nightly. That's the beauty of live music.
As for the new album, the singer-songwriter co-wrote all but one track and says the music explores this chapter of his life.
I feel like every record taps into the emotion that I'm feeling at that particular time in my life, and I try to be very authentic with that.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971, Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family, by being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born, and I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present, because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Went a little long there. Lance, listening online in Spokane, Washington. Lance.
Hi, Brian.
Yep.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment real quick about this Russian thing with the Taliban, paying the Taliban. You know, I got to thinking about it. It's been frustrating me why no one's thought about the fact that the Taliban kill Americans no matter what. They don't need to be paid. That's just something they do.
No kidding.
That in itself tells me that story is a bunch of BS. They don't need to be paid. They will die doing that. They don't care about money.
Yeah, they want to go to the Walmart and have something to spend. They don't have enough. They don't have enough recreational cash laying around. Don, listen, WPTF in Raleigh. Don, real quick.
Hey, Brian, thanks so much. I'm a Cold War veteran, served back under Ronald Reagan, and the aspect of communism, of course, and everything we see going on is driving me crazy. Specifically, where this leak occurred from inside, to me, that is classified as treason. Anytime you put our country's security or the people itself in jeopardy, and you willingly do that, that should be a treason. I feel that that person, if they're rooted out, should be, just like Dan Bongino says, perp walked out and executed.
But you wonder why the president doesn't trust his intelligence? It's not that he distrusts the people. He constantly finds this stuff happening. The media turns on him. There are sources within the intel agency. There are sources within the Pentagon. And when he questions them, they say, well, you're being unpatriotic. Not really. It's just the people there who don't want him there. That's the problem. And that obviously is the story.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. It's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
We ask a lot of cops. We ask them to do things that we cannot do or will not do. So I'm listening to these experts on television, most of whom have never processed a crime scene, never arrested a murder suspect, never had to look for a missing child or respond to a 911 call. They have all the answers. They're just not willing to do the job.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Two lawsuits aimed at government orders responding to the two big crises of 2020. First, the killing of George Floyd and the ongoing protests. Alexandra Graf wanted to take part in demonstrations in Cincinnati, but she claims she didn't out of fear of the police response, including tear gas and rubber bullets. Plus, in the lawsuit she and another woman filed, she claimed she was afraid of being arrested for violating the 10 p.m. curfew imposed by Cincinnati's mayor. The lawsuit claims the curfew violated their right to free speech. Then there's a lawsuit filed over the coronavirus stay-at-home orders in Idaho. A group called Reclaim Idaho claims the shutdown violated their rights because they were unable to gather signatures for a ballot initiative aimed at increasing school funding. The group demands more time beyond the legal deadline for getting supporters and allowing for electronic signatures. No immediate comment from the Idaho state government. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm somewhat surprised that the New York Times ran with that story. The president was not briefed because at the time of the of these allegations, they were uncorroborated. Sadly, because of the leak, it may now become impossible ever to get to the bottom of this, to get to the truth of the matter. And that's one of the very sad things. We were working very hard on this matter. It may be impossible to get to the bottom of it because someone decided to leak to hurt the president rather than uphold their obligations to the American people that they undertook when they became an intelligence officer.
Just real quick, Larry Logan joins us now, one of the finest reporters in the country, host of Larry Logan Has No Agenda. Great series on Fox Nation. Laura, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Robert O'Brien on Fox and Friends an hour ago said he's surprised about the Afghanistan story being front page news in the Washington Post, New York Times, saying that the president was in his daily brief, they claim, that the Russians were paying the Taliban to kill our guys. What strikes you about this story?
The thing that strikes me most is the fact that it's all over the place, that it's like the biggest story ever, because it has echoes of, once again, to me, in my professional opinion as a journalist, it has echoes of repeating the Russian narrative, the Russia collusion hoax, without actually saying it, that the president did nothing about it because Russia and Putin are his ally. And it's true. He was colluding with Russia. It's just it's pretty stunning to me that that journalists, in spite of the fact that there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever after all these years that this ever happened, they're still pushing the idea. They're still pushing the narrative in spite of all the facts and in spite of the truth. And I just I really find it extraordinary because there's, you know, Pakistan has had bounties on the heads of American soldiers. The Taliban has had bounties many times. This kind of thing is not new, and this constant implication. This is going after all the people who say that Trump is a patriot or Trump supports the military. This is proof that, you know, proof in inverted commas that you see Trump says he supports the military, but look, he doesn't really because he didn't do anything about this, and it's laughable to me. I got to be honest.
And to be honest, Larry, how many times have you been to Afghanistan?
Oh, I've spent years there. I was there, I was there with the Afghan soldiers when they took Kabul back from the Taliban. And then it's so funny because all these reporters and media organizations who suddenly care so much about Afghanistan, they don't care about getting the most basic facts straight. The Afghans will tell you their country was never invaded by the U.S. You cannot invade with airplanes and 200 or so clandestine operatives, right, Green Berets. Actually, the Afghans did the fighting. They see this as their war, and they don't call it an invasion unless there's a Taliban. So every time you see a media organization calling it an invasion of Afghanistan, you're reinforcing the Taliban's propaganda for them, and you're not getting your facts straight.
Yeah, that's so interesting. But when you find out our guys are being targeted for assassination, I say, okay, is it the Iranians? Is it the Pakistanis? Is it the Uzbeks? Is it ISIS? Is it Al-Qaeda? Tell me when you have new news. The Taliban don't need incentive to try to kill our guys. That's what they're on the planet to do.
You're so right, Brian. Don't you love that? Like, it's news that the Taliban is trying to kill Americans. Oh, no, wait. This is the same Taliban that you guys are saying are a good Taliban, right? That you're falling over yourselves, all of these people in the last administration and in this one, who are lining up to try to convince the American people that we need to make a peace deal because these people, you know, there's really nothing that wrong with them. They just want the invaders to go home. That's the narrative that we've been pushed. In spite of the facts, they don't care about the troops. They don't care about the people of Afghanistan. They don't care about the troops that have died there. Because if they did, they would not be, for example, the New York Times would not be publishing editorials with Haqqani, the head of the Haqqani network, which is basically the Afghan al-Qaeda, which has been responsible for the deaths of I don't know how many thousands upon thousands of Afghans and Afghan soldiers even more, and U.S. soldiers, and publish an editorial, allow this person to have a voice without even putting in there how many Americans that they've killed. I mean, what kind of media organization does that? If you're going to allow, I mean, that's literally for Afghans, like allowing Osama bin Laden to have to write an editorial in your newspaper without saying that he was responsible for 9/11. And these people are going to stand up in moral outrage at this point. I mean, it's to me, it's just a farce.
I hear you. And the thing, personally, Laura, and I let Robert O'Brien know, and I think it's a huge mistake to take our entire presence out of Afghanistan. We're not fighting on a daily basis. We're training, and the surveillance and intelligence that we get has been invaluable to our men and women and to our country. I think it's a huge mistake. We are essentially getting a clear idea of what's going to happen. China's going to come in and work out some China-centric deal to take the minerals from Afghanistan, and Russia's going to have more influence along with the Iranians. Why is that okay?
Well, Brian, it's not just that. You're not wrong, but at the same time, the question, the big elephant in the room that everybody's avoiding talking about is it has never changed. We went, the United States, you go back to the original reason we went into Afghanistan was to destroy Al-Qaeda so that they would never be capable of carrying out a similar attack to 9/11 ever again or threatening the United States in the same way. And the reality is that single goal has never been achieved. And one administration after another has lied about it. And the biggest lies began during the last administration, where they wanted to convince the world that Al-Qaeda was no longer a threat and therefore and also no longer existed. And they created this false thing called Core Al-Qaeda, which is just it's a fairy tale. There is no such thing as Core Al-Qaeda in terms of geography, where if you belong to this, Al-Qaeda in this part of the world, you're not Core Al-Qaeda. And if you're Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, you're at the core. No, the number two of Al-Qaeda that was killed, Ayman al-Wahishi, was killed in Afghanistan. Not killed in Afghanistan. He was killed in Yemen. He was the director of external operations, one of the most important positions in Al-Qaeda, which was exporting the ideology of Al-Qaeda globally, all over the world. And this is, the problem for the U.S. in removing all of these troops from Afghanistan is lies in the fact that the central goal has never been achieved. And all of the countries that you mentioned, whether it's Iran or it's China or it's Russia, they have a willing partner and ally in those people in Al-Qaeda and others who seek to destroy the United States. And the other thing that is especially pertinent right now to me, in my experience, that also nobody's talking about, is that from the day President Trump won the election in 2016, there has been, on a scale that none of us have witnessed in our lifetime, there have been Americans who have sought to undermine this president and this country to the point where all of those nations have seen an opportunity and see an opportunity now with the election coming up and the pandemic to an opportunity to exploit the weakness within America caused by the fact that Americans are betraying their own country and are undermining their own president. And this, they see, I have heard from leaders in that region who have said to me that they have never in their lifetimes seen the United States as weak and as vulnerable as it is now, because they believe, they've actually asked me, is this the end of the United States? Is this going to fall? And even Afghans who felt betrayed by the U.S., who were upset by these policies, by the peace deal with the Taliban. Did you see that, more than 900 Afghan soldiers were killed and wounded in the period of just over a week? I mean, that's since the peace deal, that there were militants that stormed a maternity hospital and killed new mothers in their beds and also newborn babies. And we continue to insist that these people are capable of carrying out a peace deal and mean what they're saying. And these people said, they were angry with the U.S., and they've since said, wow, what is happening with the United States? Because if the U.S. falls, if democracy is no longer in the U.S., then democracy is no longer anywhere in the world. This beacon of light for the world that has guided all of us to a place where, people fight for equality and for freedom and for equal rights and for justice. This light is being dimmed. I mean, it looks weaker and more vulnerable than it ever has. And we're arguing about whether or not there's the Russians have a bounty on American heads and Taliban are trying to kill the U.S. I mean, give me a break.
I hear you, Laura. And, you know, I was going to talk all foreign policy with you, but I also saw you tweeted out this Swiss study about COVID-19. What do you think is so important to take away from the Swiss study? For me, it's how the lethality stands out.
That's, you know, that's the same thing that stood out to me. I agree with you, Brian, because at the end of the day, when you're talking about forcing people to wear masks, and I traveled recently for the first time since pandemic, and I went on a whole bunch of flights over a period of 2 weeks, and I could not believe the impact of nobody communicating with each other, people reluctant to talk to each other. You can't hear each other. And it's exhausting trying to talk through that mask and over the, you know, the engine of an airplane. And this is just a small example of how isolated we are from each other at this point. We're geographically isolated. We're encouraged not to travel. We are physically isolated from each other because we're told to stay, you know, 6 feet apart. We're more isolated because we don't want to talk or communicate. And, you know, one of the big ways that you breach the divide between people or the perceived divide, even when there isn't one, is you look in someone's eyes and you smile.
I know.
And look how that changes everything. And I was just talking to some doctors as well, because this issue of how lethal it is sort of makes you wonder, why do we have the extreme nature of the response? Not that nobody's dying, not that it's not real, not that it's not very serious. I mean, not any of those things. But I was at the height of the Ebola epidemic in Liberia, where you had almost 100% chance of dying. Talk about the lethality of that virus was almost 100%. And this, the lethality of this virus, according to that study, you know, less than a fraction of 1%. And yet they want to not have a real election in the sense of the one that we've known, to not have rallies, to not have people vote in person, to not have businesses reopen, to not have people go and socialize and go to big events. And they're talking about a digital passport now, where a digital health passport already adopted in 15 countries in the world, where you can be scanned and they can have access to, you know, all kinds of information about you, and people acquiescing to this. So even when you have a passport, it'll be useless if you don't sign up for a digital passport. And there's going to be, you know, lists of people who will be banned from events or stores or countries if they deem that you haven't had the vaccine or, you know, depending on whatever arbitrary health rules that they want to put in place. I mean, to me, it's very disturbing. It raises big questions, because if you had a 90% chance of dying from this, then no one would be having a conversation like the one we're having now. Everyone would say, oh, okay, well, this makes sense. But it doesn't, because you have a more than 99% chance of surviving it if you're not in an especially vulnerable population. And there is plenty of action that can be taken. But to have people out on the streets protesting en masse in literally the thousands, and nobody says a word about the virus, to say, oh, no, well, all of the protests were
very responsible. Laura, that sticks out with me. I mean, they think we're idiots. They think that we're going to blame beachgoers and not protesters. I saw a story for some obscure economic council that said studies show protests did not lead to more coronavirus cases. Really?
Isn't that
over
great?
300 cities were riddled with protesters, but nobody spread coronavirus. Are you nuts?
You know, Brian, I want to just remind you, remember you and I spoke some time ago, and I talked about General Stanley McChrystal and the McChrystal Group teaming up with a Democratic super PAC to do what? To counter, in their own words, to counter the president's so-called messaging on the pandemic. So not what he says and does, but, you know, in their terms, everything he says and does is propaganda. And how they said that they were using artificial intelligence to identify the most effective counter narratives, and that they had a network of 3.4 million social influencers and famous people, and that they were employing all of these resources against the president, that they were advising state governments, that there were a network of health charities that were paying them, a McChrystal Group, to come in and do this. And I'm reminding people, because I cannot state to me how shocking it is. If you talk to professionals in the intelligence community, if you talk to professionals who know how powerful these weapons of information warfare are, that when you see Taylor Swift and all of these others with tens of millions of followers online suddenly lining up to talk about the pandemic, and all these businesses that are rushing forward to act, This is the impact of that policy in motion. This is what you're looking at, the tools of information warfare being used against the American people, the same way it would be if you turned a tank and fired it on your own. And it's no coincidence that this is all happening with the pandemic and the election, and everything is tied together. This is by design.
You know what's going to be proof, Laura? You know what's going to be proof? If Trump loses, you watch how the narrative turns on November 10th, December 10th, January 10th. You watch how this suddenly gets under control.
Well, the proof is already there, because when Joe Biden suddenly stands up and says, we're worried that Trump's not going to leave office, what is that based on? That's called setting the conditions so that, for example, if there's voter fraud and Trump challenges the election results because there's fraud with all these mail-in ballots, everybody's already talking about it, and they say, wait a minute, we want to get to the bottom of this fraud, they're going to say, you see, we told you he wasn't going to leave office. If, for example, these states who voted to give their electoral college votes, not to who wins in their state, but to the popular vote when the nation nationwide. If they say, okay, we're giving our votes, and look, the Bidens won the election, and the GOP and Trump at that point say, wait a minute, that's not constitutional, they're going to say, you see, we told you he wasn't going to leave office.
Wow.
We told you that. We warned you.
I have to have you in for an hour. I know I'm not allowed to have in-studio guests. You have so much to say and such great insight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian. I love chatting to you.
Same here. And check out a Fox Nation series. It's fantastic. Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media get together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your streetness. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online, and streaming the entertainment that celebrates America, Fox, America's, and much more. From the Fox News Podcast, it's the Fox News Rundown. A deeper dive in controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News. Full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you where else, going far beyond.
No, I want people to know that tunes me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America is listening to Fox News. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching News and Fox News Channel. We're invested in Street to Main Street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online, and streaming the entertainment that celebrates American news media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Network, Ellen Steierwald, I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats of the government, and fine, okay, whatever, but their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed, but 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, them have yet to see a dime.
Amazing.
Now, WhiteNewsPodcast.com. America is listening to Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Mead.
How long do you think Seattle in those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have a summer of love.
Well, tell that to the police who was supposed to be in that precinct.
And after a few shootings and the abandonment of a blip in Seattle, now we understand, as we start this show, make proclamation of civil emergency to break up the summer of love that started it. They should have, she should have known. You cannot be nice to people that want to break the law and take a police precinct. You don't de-escalate by having your police abandon seven blocks in the heart of a city. Abandoning the store owners there, you're abandoning citizenship. You're also abandoning your obligation to security. And now, what you get for your help, a refusal to leave, and now the cops are going in. Now, what police officer is going to say to their wife, or oh, guess what I'm doing today? Those people that kicked me out, humiliated us, now I got to go back and kick them out. I would tell them, you go kick them out, Mayor. Go tell them how much you love them, Joe.
Ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed or being exposed to Roundup or other. The Internal Agency for Research that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Manufacturer of Roundup may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 19. Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you were diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-951-8628. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-951-8628. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-951-8628. Again, 800-951-8628.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983.
President Ronald Reagan.
While they preached the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We had a good supply, and the sunshield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.